This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
In just a matter of hours, the Pittsburgh Steelers will be meeting the Seattle Seahawks in football's greatest game at this spectacular stadium in our nation's most soulful city. Hello, friends. Jim Nantz here at Ford Field in Motown, Detroit,
guys.
Michigan, site of Super Bowl 40, where final preparations are underway for tomorrow.
Hold on a second.
What the hell is wrong with your microphone?
Really? Hello?
That now it's normal.
Is it normal?
What the hell was that? Just sounded like voice box time.
That sounded like a bullhorn phoning it in. That's like a
hello.
Bullhorn. No, that was Friday and Thursday when he was phoning it in.
Okay, Mike. Okay. We're going to talk about that.
Right.
Friends.
In just a matter of hours, the Pittsburgh Steelers will be meeting the Seattle Seahawks in football's greatest game at this spectacular stadium.
I know this is 3 weeks old, but we finally have received our video copy of Jim Nantz hosting the greatest Super Bowl commercials ever.
Preparations are underway.
This is quality television.
Supreme.
And even better when you replay it on the radio.
The most unforgettable players of all time face off in the biggest stakes game of all. That's right. We're talking about the advertising game.
That's right, guys.
The advertising game.
I'm in a blue sport jacket, no tie.
Guys.
Casual Nantz.
Using my hands a lot, guys.
But I'm discovering now, once we've started the show, that really we can't. I mean, we've not officially started.
Not really.
We're going to have to wait on the Jim Nantz stuff.
Oh.
We got to wait.
Oh.
Well, first, I have to do a very quick check. Rob?
Yes.
Now, I ain't being queer. How are the headphones on my head in relation to the stitches in my head?
Let me say.
Are they interfering with the bandages?
No, you got at least 3 inches betwixt them.
I got.
So
you know, we mentioned it last week, but I think the operative headwear might be a yarmulke.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your concern, of course, is that it's rubbing on the small little bandage you have covering your stitches, but where you have your headphone bar, it's not near your stitches.
No, it's clear, but if you like, I can call MH.
M.H.
Michael Hoffman.
Yeah, he can send over one of his hats and some bobby pins.
Don, I've got my yarmulke for you.
We'll need 3 bobby pins, Michael.
That's right, they put them on
bobby pins.
They, excuse me, people of Jewish extraction.
So you had it right the first time, Mike. Yes.
Quite a slip there. No, I have many friends who wear yarmulkes.
Actually, sure, name them.
Alan Goodman.
His had a propeller.
Randy Baumgarten.
These are all Jews that we knew
Peter
years
Eilenberg?
Ago.
Peter Eilenberg?
Hi.
These are all Jews that we knew 20 years ago.
Where, did you need it contemporized?
Name a modern Jew, you know.
Jeff Shrinsky.
Again, he last worked here 5 years ago.
Okay. Mark Silverstein.
Winner!
There we go.
Okay, good. Whew, got that one.
Why dodge that bullet? Dodge that bullet.
Hey, what's wrong with this thing here? Boy, you know what? Look at that. Boy leaves the radio station for a couple of days. Everything done fall apart.
All the equipment's perfect.
Well, I don't know. That's your great opening.
I don't understand how there would be any problems.
Listen, so, hey, would you like to? Anybody like to feel the stitches?
I would.
I would too.
Would you really?
Yeah, I really would.
If you do it gingerly,
I will.
Promise to be ginger.
Well, you know, I've been touching you since you came back. I wanted to help you down the hallway with your bad ribs.
Would you stop it, faggot? This is also not too gay.
Does it hurt to bow?
Feel.
It looks like it's jutting off of your head.
Feel the wonderful stitches. Ow.
That was ginger.
Tender.
I was being ginger.
Okay, that was kind of ginger.
Uh-huh.
Ow. Oh, yeah, it hurts.
May I?
Sure. Mike, self-value. Get a good one. Ow. Ow.
Wow.
No,
I counted 6.
Exciting, isn't it?
It is.
I'm afraid.
You've always been a stitch.
Exciting.
Thank you for coming back.
I think I'm going to wear a hat, I think.
Because you feel like it's dangerously close to...
Well, I think what's going to happen is like during a commercial break when I slip the headphones off.
Yep, you're right.
I think I'm going to rip something off.
I would put
there.
The hat on.
Give me a moment then to turn the microphone off.
All right. Now, hopefully the brim of the hat won't strike where the bandage is. It's a macho hat, too. NFL in in like military olive drab.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah, except
you might have to wear it like the kids do.
Oh, I would hate to wear it like a rapper, Mike. You mean wear it backwards?
But it's functional that way.
See, because you're right, because for me to get close enough
to the microphone,
that'd be hitting the microphone.
You won't be able to do the your mic technique without
that brim of the hat. The
bill runs into the boom.
Bear with me again.
He is now taking the olive drab hat off. He will be putting it backwards. This is the look I'm waiting for.
Someone get a camera. Wow.
That is a good look.
Yeah, that.
Well, you know, it's meant to be worn that way by some people because it's got the NFL logo in the front.
You know what? I don't see him here right now, but I'm guessing all of you guys are thinking.
The expressions on our faces.
Kevin James?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what you're thinking? Uh-huh. Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Ruben James.
Who is Ruben James?
It's a song by Kenny Rogers.
Ruben James.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Does the hat feel good? Does the band, the brim of the hat
hurt? Yeah, it's fitted, and it's extra big.
Right, so it's not...
It's bigger than my head.
Not interfering with your bandages.
No, it's not fine.
Good.
I'm fine with my bandages. Yeah. With my head bandages.
Yeah. Your head one.
Well, that's function, and you know, you might get used to it. You might go down to the men's room, look in the mirror, and see that it looks good, and you want to keep it
you
that way.
You might like it.
No.
Then again, you might immediately, as soon as the stitches are taken out, never wear your hat like that again.
They're dissolving.
They're dissolving stitches?
They should be gone within, I think they said, 4 to 7 days.
Very good.
Something like that.
Well, welcome back on behalf of everybody.
And then
Welcome back. Then
I'm going to spend time, now dig this, at a plastic surgeon's office.
Yeah. For the top of your head?
Yeah. Now,
they got to graft you?
I'm not really sure. I said, you know, we're talking about an area where, you know
what I was noticing?
I didn't have a lot going on. It's right back by my bald spot.
Yeah, that's what I say. It nailed the bald spot, right?
Yeah,
Almost center.
Yes,
they're going to clean it up so it doesn't leave a bad scar, but you could, while you're there, get a tuck so that the bald spot isn't as big as it was before.
And if you're not happy with what they
said. I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Really?
He would think so.
Do a tuck? What do you mean? Like be like Joan Rivers' face
just
on my head?
Remove some of the unused skin there.
But then
his eyebrows
would stay up. He'd always look surprised.
I guess because human beings are Shar-Pei like that way.
Yeah,
we have excess skin.
Different places, yeah.
And that's why you can do this with your hairline. You can kind of move it back and forth.
I found if you eat enough, you don't have excess skin.
Okay.
I have barely enough. Sometimes it gives.
You're making more every day, aren't you?
I'm trying, but I can't keep up.
The factory's working overtime.
It is. I bought some on eBay. It was a match.
Well,
wrong color.
It is great to be back. Thank you guys for holding everything down on Thursday and Friday. Twasn't as major as maybe even I was making out. I mean,
hurt.
Well, you walked in the office, you were kind of sore today. Yeah,
but, Mike, I'm a macho tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
As more than one person has said to me, as I've totally pussied out all weekend, but really I've got good reason to. Not only listen to this dilemma, and I know we've got so much stuff to get to. Not only the snowstorm, not only the concussion and the ribs, but loss of power.
Yeah. I was wondering whether you would
loss of power. I want you to think of the movie Misery.
It's like clockwork the way your pain comes.
Think of that and the variety of people that attempted to take care of my needs.
It's called hobbling.
Over the
you're lucky though.
Over the time when the temperature in my castle got to be about 37 degrees.
Wow,
you know,
Jesus.
You know, well, the power was off like over 24 hours.
Did you attempt to move towards your fireplace?
Yes, that's where I was barricaded.
Okay.
Like a retard in a sleeping bag.
Well, more important than the 37 degrees, no television at all, right?
Yeah. Give me some time. Give me some time here on the show. I've got a lot to tell you about. One hell of a weekend, Jack.
Yeah. Hell
of a weekend.
A long weekend that started out pretty horribly.
Yeah, but not... Hey, Rob, this thing is still screwing up.
Didn't get much better.
Hey, Rob?
But now he's back here where everything's fine.
The producer, Rob?
Yes?
See? That thing, I kind of heard it very faintly, that do-do-do-do... Oh, hold on a second. Let me see. There we go. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Thank you, Rob. Hello?
Hi, this is Gail from Pittsburgh. Welcome you back.
Oh, thank you, Gail.
We missed you.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Gail.
Cow.
That was really, now, Rob.
Hey.
No, move.
That was really.
Don't
move.
Talk
that
to
was,
my women that way.
That was just a check to make sure that everything was working okay. Now, here's the thing. That I know
How the
Mike,
F didn't she even say hello to me?
You know why? She doesn't have enough skin. Big fat Moo Gail.
Now, my
second him from
she didn't
fat
say hello to you either.
Tell me about it. I was painfully aware.
I'm not paranoid. I think that says something right there.
Now,
hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Maybe he can do some plastic surgery on you like he does to me.
Just a little tuck. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Pre-show. This doesn't count.
No.
Hello, Don.
Actually, I think all of these shows should be off the record and unrated since I am wearing a baseball hat backwards.
When you say unrated, does that mean we could relax our normal stringent standards?
Oh, that's right, Mike. Although, no, listen. I'm sorry. The funny...
Liberal cussing?
The funny button always remains on tab.
Always on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I love your show so much. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a favor. Next time you decide to take off, can we get a 24-hour notice?
Yes, I'll let you know the next time I plan to have a semi-major accident.
To be hit by a car, he'll
Thank
let you.
You
know.
Thank you. I will...
What did that mean?
I will let you know.
I mean, what did that mean?
All right, we're going to have to get to Mike's issues first.
What did that mean?
Sure.
Seriously. It's probably best. It's the second in a row that was kind of that kind
I
of
I know
call.
That Mike had a weekend, and Mike's going to need a break to discuss his weekend. I will gladly give that to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even superseding that will be something else that made Mike paranoid before the show today.
Yeah, that I kind of forced the issue on, and I didn't... I know you were going to talk about it sometime during the show, but I guess I kind of forced it.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's only 11 minutes after it, so we'll get to it now.
Okay. Very good.
You might notice that the show is just not hitting on all eight cylinders today.
Really?
You might notice that.
I didn't notice.
You might think, hey,
now you'll notice.
Big Papa's back. You know, hey, come on.
Yeah.
The team's there.
We're good. We're right.
The team's all back together.
You know, right.
I mean, here we are.
Yeah.
You're... champion Chicago Bulls.
That's it. Full strength.
Are. Mm-hmm. Michael.
The 61 Yankees are all where they should be.
Michael, Scotty, Bill Cartwright, the little white guy that used to hit all the jump shots. Steve Kerr.
Thank you.
But who are we missing? We're missing Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, the colorful Dennis Rodman.
That's right.
The great rebounder. The great rebounder and fan favorite.
And Buzz, I'm surprised that you haven't noticed that your teammate.
Well, I realize now.
Is this the first time? Your roommate.
Yeah, well, a lot of times he's busy. We're both busy before the show, so I don't always see him. But now that you pointed
but
out.
To make it official, this would be the first time you've noticed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, yes, Joe's not here.
What?
And Joe, I guess, will not be here for a while.
Wow.
Really? Now, here's an email that I received from Joe. On Saturday morning, Friday night, 2:12 a.m.
So 12 minutes after 2 a.m. on Friday.
Right.
I mean, I call that Friday.
Obviously
Friday
drunk.
Friday night.
Obviously drunk. He writes, Don, if you don't show up, I won't either. I love you, but enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I write back, Joe, are you drinky drinky? I look forward to coming back, seeing you Monday, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Then the power goes off.
Right.
And
no internet.
I don't get any email
right.
or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the power comes back on, and I realize that Saturday afternoon, or I take it back, Saturday night, after the power had gone off, I received this from, it says, Joe Ardinger, but actually it was from his wife.
Okay.
From his wife. It will fascinate you. Hi, Don. Tracy here. Hope you're healing and thank goodness you're okay. Yes, drunky would describe Joe last night. However, he's had a tough time lately, and apparently Friday pushed things to the point that he's decided he needs to take some days off.
Really?
Personal days off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it says, in addition, and I don't know how much of this is private. I don't know because I've not heard. There's a family situation at hand.
Oh, no.
He has sent a request to management to take the week off. Joe will return Monday, February 20th. Well, that's great. That's a holiday, so he'll be here by himself.
Well, yeah, we'll need somebody.
As usual, Joe is available via email or phone if you need anything. Otherwise, please contact me. At, and it has phone number, and then it has her email, and it says hugs, Tracy Artinger.
Oh, that's nice.
So, has Joe gone squirrely?
Were we too rough on him on Friday? Is that what it was?
Now, this is where Mike's paranoia got the best of him.
Was it the bullhorn?
And, you know, I do not think, God knows.
He had a bit of a rough day. Rob will tell you
we have done worse things to Joe. I don't know how mean you were to him on Friday, or how strict a whip you had to crack on Friday.
Rob, off air, one of the last things I said to him, I don't remember. Do you remember what I said to him on? Come up to help me out here, Rob.
Mean. Hold on, Mike. Mean is an ugly word.
Right.
Mean is an ugly word. How you had to discipline the boy?
Well, first of all, it should be known that any meanness, and that's a horrible word, was all on the air.
Exactly.
I mean, it was any time I was mean to Joe, it was on the air, correct?
Right. And when
then at the end of the show...
And was it in a commercial break or what?
I think right towards the end, I think I said something to him, didn't
I? He said, maybe you need some time away.
Well, God knows
about it. What did I really say?
You said, Joe, you know, we're riding you hard today, but you know it's just in fun. I mean, you did. You really defeated everything you said.
Okay, that's right. I did say. I didn't remember exactly what I said, but it was something like that.
And Joe was in a good
mood. And I mean, all the you know, stuff is the same stuff we give him all the time. But and obviously from his email to you,
I certainly,
if you're not here on Monday, I won't be either, meant that one of the new responsibilities that Joe has when you're not here, Don, is that Rob used to run the board when you wouldn't be here, and we moved Joe into that and move Rob over here. So, I mean, I could that be what the issue is?
Maybe. Here's the thing. I mean, I don't know what you did to the guy. I don't think you did dick to the guy on Friday.
Well, anything that was said to Joe was said on the air. Nothing was said off the air.
On the air, I've said to the guy, you're a moron. You're a loser. You're a failure. You're the world's oldest phone screener. I mean, it's all to me. He has zero chance for advancement.
Be hard to top that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If a guy was really going to be pissed.
Maybe it's all built up.
Maybe
he seemed in a good mood when he left.
Mike, I don't think
it's you. Did he seem in a good mood?
He was fine, yeah. John even spoke to him.
I don't think it's you. But how do we find out? Because it indicates here that Joe doesn't want to hear from us.
I sent him, I left him two messages today. And to reply, he sent an email to Cameron to forward to me. So he doesn't want to speak to me.
What's his effing problem? Really?
Well, you know, I have very little contact with him, and everything that I said to him was said on the air. And, of course, I know there was one point on Friday's show at the very beginning where I attempted to crawl across the console to get to him.
But I stopped you.
You stopped me, and there was no physical violence. No, none.
If he has a true family issue or whatever... Why don't you say that?
You say I'm being paranoid, but you said...
I think you are.
Well, but, you,
I don't think
but,
it's
but
you.
the email that you, the very first email you read in his drunken stupor was, if you're not coming in Monday, I'm not. And that would mean that it was obviously something that was going on when you were not here. I mean, and then Tracy says it's kind of the final straw or something like that, so maybe it is more than that.
Let me read bold again. Okay. First email from Joe.
Mm-hmm.
What time?
2:12 a.m. You don't show up, I won't either. I love you, but enough is enough. There, you can watch you can read that to see the spacing and everything. The
haiku.
The idiotic typing technique of Joe.
Well, and this all came about. You weren't going to tell me this until, because it was, you were going to share this with me on the air. The reason it came up is I was in the back office to Don, and I said to Don, I said, we might want to revisit the idea of, as I'm sure you'll agree, Rob,
right,
of Joe running the board when you're not here, and
he'd
you
preferred...
went, and then you got to look at him and said, well, funny you should bring that up.
You'd prefer him sitting here with you and co-hosting?
Of course. I'd always like to chat with him.
Tracy writes back, hi, Don, Tracy here, blah, blah, blah. Yes, drunky would describe Joe last night. However, he's had a rough time lately, and apparently Friday pushed things to the point that he's decided he needs to take a few personal days
off. All
right,
so rough time lately obviously means more than just Friday. So,
yeah.
So who knows what the deal is.
Well, let's call Cameron.
Always an adventure.
Because Cameron's the guy that contacted. He's the go-between now.
Apparently.
Right?
Because
you sent Joe emails that he didn't respond to.
I left him a voicemail.
And may I say, none better.
Thank you.
As far as a go-between. You really want to get the straight skinny.
God, I
might be going between right now.
I just pray
Joe's Cameron Gray, WJFK.
I pray Joe hasn't gone to XM like Oprah.
Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Fez.
And I'm kind of sorry you had to deal with this weekend. I really am. I feel sort of responsible.
Don't be. Mike, it really occupied like 5 seconds of my time. Cameron, hi there. It's Don and Mike with a message for Joe, if you could pass it on. Hey, dude, what's your problem?
We'd all like to know.
Love to have you back.
Thank you. Goodbye. Now, do we have a home number for Joe?
We do, but he didn't answer half hour ago. I'll get it for you.
Yeah. Don't put yourself out.
Give it a shot.
Don't rush.
Tracy did say call if you have any questions.
Ah, but hold on. You're a good boy. Look at this. Hold on a second. Got something brand new. Got something brand new, I think, that you're going to like.
No?
Something to add to our collection.
Oh, good.
Of wayward callers.
Oh, good. Another weapon?
For instance, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, you know, this has got to be serious, because the fact that Joe's leaving when you come in with pills, it's something bad.
No, I have no pills with me.
That's a hell of a point he means, though. You know, I mean, really.
I have no pills with me, sir.
Well, that's even
They're
worse.
All under lock and key at home. I didn't bring none with me.
Well, maybe he's at your house.
Maybe he's at my house. Well, maybe you need to be tasered.
Oh, my God. You know, that's non-lethal force, but I like it.
Joe hasn't missed a day since he got drunk and fell down his steps.
That's true.
Hope nobody had to taser him.
Oh! Ooh, that's smart.
That's a new one to add to our arsenal. All right, we got his number. Let's try. Because we care.
Of course.
If the guy's cracking up, give us some advance notice.
24 hours would be nice.
I mean, how are we going to replace someone who does virtually nothing? How are we going to replace someone who's been happy with minimum wage for 5 years?
Hey, enough is enough. Okay.
Hi, Rich. 703.
Okay. Let's not give out his phone number. Okay.
We'll get right back to you. Thanks.
Are you screening these calls? Joe? Don and Mike here. Hey, Joe? Where's that email he sent me?
No, I got this
Joe?
Over here.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Yeah. Hey, Joe? Here you go. Joe, if you don't show up, I won't either. That's from me to you. I love you, Joe, but enough is enough. That's right, Joe. This will be my final show unless you come into work. No. Goodbye forever, Joe. I mean, see you tomorrow, Joe. Bye-bye.
I couldn't think of anything to say.
Would I'm sorry have killed you?
Mm-hmm. Hit your ass, it would.
I don't think. It's you, Mike? I really don't. I bet the guy's got, I don't know, cirrhosis.
Did John Norman talk to him?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Rob, did John talk to him?
No, sir.
No.
Let's try a cell. Guy's on the run.
He's probably in L.A.
Hard target search for Joe Ardinger. This guy just leaves it hanging here. God.
Three rings, we allow six.
What we're going to have to do is, comb the local Chick-fil-A's to find his replacement. Who's got the time for that?
Who has the time to soak?
Nah, forget it.
Hi, it's Joe. Can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message at the sound of a tone.
To leave a voice message,
Joe,
press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Were you hunting with Cheney?
Did you get peppered with some shot?
Are you in rehab?
Please, share with us.
Joe?
We miss you.
Mike says he's sorry.
I do not.
He does, too.
Do not.
Does, too.
Didn't do nothing.
Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye, Joe.
Oh, well, that's not great news.
No, that's too bad.
Would there be anybody around? Who's in charge today? What do you do if you got someone who, did they grant the time off? Because if they granted the time off, I got news for you. I'd love to take it. I know I was just here with my head,
right?
Just that with my head wound and all. But you know, I've got my own issues.
Sure.
I got my own ass going on.
And Lord knows I've had them for years.
I have stuff.
I mean, you got stuff, Buzz.
Absolutely.
Rob, God knows you've got it.
What?
I'd love to stay here.
Rob wants to stay.
Because you don't want to go home.
Has John earned the time yet? Yeah, he's worked with us. He's gotten a hard time.
All right, let's call John. And then we'll just put the APB out for J-O-E. Joe.
Hi there.
Hey. Now, have you spoken to D.O. Joe?
Or no, D-O-A? He was here when Rob and I left on Friday. And
he's not dead on Rob. He's not dead on Joe, not D.O.J.
Sorry.
Anyway, John, I apologize. Did you or did you not speak to him?
No, we talked to Rob and I talked to him as we were leaving on Friday, and I have not heard from him since.
Wow.
Seemed fine.
Rob says he seems fine. He seemed fine. How about what do you think?
He did. He was sitting here doing something on a computer when we left, and like I said, everything seemed fine. We were looking forward to snow.
Okay, thanks, Johnny.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'd give you an assessment of how... how he was doing when I left, but I don't look at anybody when I leave.
Anybody want to call his chick?
What's that?
Do you want to call his chick?
Call Tracy?
Sure.
Now, we couldn't... Her, we wouldn't be able to call right on the air.
If you dial it.
We can dial it and see what's going on. Right. Get her permission.
There we go.
Hi, it's Tracy.
No, hi, Tracy.
It's Rob.
That's Rob.
All right, so Rob is now going to sit on that line, literally. As if he was in Big Mama's house.
Very good.
And we're going to see what happens. My money would be on voicemail.
Three rings.
I think so.
Come on, VM. Come on, VM. Five rings.
Wow.
Doesn't sound good.
Maybe they've gone Bonnie and Clyde on us.
You mean a crime spree? A countrywide crime spree in an old empty car.
Yeah, it's voicemail. Do you want to leave her a message?
Yeah, tell her we're calling that we're concerned about Joe.
All right. Waiting for the tone.
Waiting for the tone.
And ask her how you think it went.
Do, 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 do.
And meanwhile, I want a hard target search. I'm serious. We've got what we got around here. Quiznos, McDonald's. Papa John's.
I mean, do you think he's interviewing?
The Chinese place? No, I'm talking about his replacement.
Oh, his replacement, yes.
We're very curious as to what's going on. We hope he's okay, and we'd like to speak to him or you. Please call the Don and Mike Show. Thanks. Our best to Joe. Mike says he sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Well,
yeah, I know where Joe's at.
Not really the show yet. We've not started. Where is Joe?
Where in the world is...
He finally gave in to his corduroy fetish. He's going to phone scream for Beth Ann.
Down in South Carolina.
You should check with her.
I'd put in a call.
Wouldn't that be a match made in corduroy heaven?
Well, there's only one real concern I have. I think this has made me look very bad. Very, very bad. And, of course, that's really the only way I examine anything.
Any reason that computer...
He's making me look bad.
Keep saying
that's
no,
not right.
No signal. I don't think... Mike, I don't think that you look bad.
Really?
No,
it's making me look like a bad guy, like a last straw. Friday was the last straw, you know. I mean, I was in charge here on Friday. What the hell does that make me look? You know, he might come back, but he's lost my friendship forever.
He had it?
Permanently. Yeah, not really, no.
Really no change.
Doesn't really matter.
Hard to lose.
I don't know. I'm going to go. I'll speak to engineering. Maybe that timed out.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
As Rob was a little rough on him, though.
The computer just continues to fall apart. Now we're to the point we can't officially start the show.
Because we don't have phones?
Even if
no,
we wanted
to. Because the computer is not ready.
Right.
Jesus. I mean, we've wasted. Well, might have wasted.
No.
This has been pure gold, Jerry.
That's right. Nothing's worth
it. The last 28 minutes.
This has been pretty damn good.
What you could do, you could take this. You
wow.
You could melt it down.
You know,
put it into bars.
Exactly.
And go out. Yeah,
this
make yourself.
Good radio.
Make yourself some earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just say something else? That I'm feeling so down. With all my homies wearing my baseball cap backwards to protect my gigantic head.
It's
wound.
Pretty seamless. It's pretty seamless. I mean, you put that on and now I've accepted you. Look at that. However, it doesn't look... It's kind of crumpled up at the top. You know, maybe you could...
I like
it. But it's comfortable. Don't mess with
it. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it. Any luck with that yet? Hey, there you go.
Same problem?
What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, in the back, you know, when you don't touch your mouse... If you don't touch your mouth for a while and
sleep.
The computer goes blank,
right.
they needed to wiggle their mouse.
Is that one of Joe's jobs? Does Joe normally touch the mouse?
Joe is not a mouse wiggler, no.
Okay. All right. Well, then, no problem. But maybe when we do get Joe's replacement, that could be one of that person. That could be Haji or whatever the person's in, or Rebecca Sue or
Ahmed.
You know, Ahmed or Leroy, whoever it is that we end up hiring.
Right.
To be Joe's replacement. That's something they could do.
Well, the search has begun. Good luck.
Hello, Don and Mike. We'll just make sure the phones are up, and then we can start the show. Hello.
Hello.
There you go. Phones are back up. Hi.
This is Joe's father. He can't come to work this week.
He come down with something real bad. Okay.
Unexpected.
Real unexpected-like. All right. Thank you. Good call. See you later. And I'd love, again.
Still not working?
I'd love to start the show.
With the machine?
Another piece of equipment that's not ready.
Yes, that one.
Oh, hold it. It's uncued.
It's uncued.
Yeah. I think the Weekenders played with the tapes and wiggled the mice.
You think so?
Hey, wiggle the mice.
All I know is it's not Joe's fault.
Boy, am I in love.
Even though technically he would have been the last one to play this tape. On Friday, right?
Everybody's got a laughing place.
He lived.
I want you to call Long John Silver's and ask him who their next best employee is.
Here we
the number
go.
Two guy.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, do the more check your local listings.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lindsay Buckingham. It's a hard song to talk up. Trouble.
You did it.
I nailed it.
Not, you didn't miss a beat.
You nailed it. Just like nailing a nun.
Is it?
Yeah. Tight.
You've done that too.
Tight.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello.
As it turns out, I had this song selected just because I like it, but I think we'll dedicate this to Joe. What, Mike?
Well, I was noticing something over here. Well, I'm a little upset.
About what?
Joe.
No.
Oh, and speaking of Joe.
Joe.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, it's the effeminate drummer from Fleetwood Mac.
You got a chick name.
Lindsay.
Lindsay
Buckingham. I think I've been...
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
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 Did you play your good intro when I was gone, or did you play one of those things that you like?
I played something I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's stick with the truth, shall we?
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
How's your electricity?
Finally back on. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
How's your Joe?
Who? I see him not. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Snowfall, and all the ships at sea.
Oh, yeah, we got some of that.
Back after a busy quail hunting weekend with Big Dave. Ow! Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara!
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. This is the Don and Mike Show. You dumbasses, you should have known that by now. We've been on the air for a half an hour. Added to new episode, everybody, on this Monday.
Monday!
02-13-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Ah, Buzz Antard. You can call the show. Here's the national number. 877-365-3636. We also have an 800 number. 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on WJFK in D.C., you can call 202-432-1067. Are we on the internet? Heck yeah.
Oh, boy.
Go to our all porn site, DonandMikeWebsite.com, and just click on the bearded clown that you see right on the front page. The very explicit photo.
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole thing. It takes up the whole screen.
And then you're going to get a wonderful, delightful internet stream.
Sounds like somebody tasers the stream. Please taser our stream. I wouldn't put your finger in that.
Yeah, I think the taser went off while the beautiful internet stream was up.
You know what that means? That means our stream's been electrified.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. Hear the stream. And again, don't drink it. And you can email us anytime. Hold on, the stream's almost done. Shake, 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 shake.
Oh,
shake your booty.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Take your email during the show. And here we go. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I have a question.
Yes, have a mommy or daddy or daycare provider turn down the radio.
Yep. Okay.
Sounds like it's...
Turn it down, please.
Very nice.
It's Michelle Combs.
Hold on. Who is this? She's a lady that works here.
Uh-huh. I'm Michelle.
Is this one of Buzz's children? Hello?
I have a question.
What's your name, little girl?
Well, my name is Sarah.
Hi, yes, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Should my sister get a bunny?
Should your sister get a bunny?
Yeah.
Did you say should or could?
Well, should she?
Should she?
Do
no.
Do you think she should?
Yeah, because no. She really likes bunnies.
No, no, no. Bunnies are awful animals. They will bite you and hurt you and kill you.
And they're dirty. They're very dirty.
Yes.
But we saw one at the pet store, and it was really nice.
The bunnies give you rabies.
What about the ones at the pet store?
They're not friendly.
No,
oh.
Bunnies are bad. The only thing bunnies are good for is when they pour chocolate on them, and we eat them at Easter.
Oh, you're not very nice.
Well, you know what?
And you might not be a real little kid now that I think about it with that quick response. And hey, as long as we're on the topic of bunnies, how about rabbit's feet?
Not really good luck at all.
Not for the rabbits. See, this is a fake
little
kid.
You made her cry.
You know what I love to do? I love to fry me up some bunny rabbits.
Yeah, I'd like to boil them like Fatal Attraction, right?
Oh, and they're good.
Wow.
Going all the way with this.
That's just going all day with it.
We have a Globes winning performance here. Nominated as Best Fake Child. That's right.
Is there an adult?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Is that how you treat a little girl?
Oh, yeah, shut up.
Excuse me. Is that how you try to do a bit on the radio?
You know what?
What?
My little girl is 5 years old. And you know what?
You're a kid, too. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How old are you? Oh, this is a kid.
Yeah, this is the same kid.
This is a kid impersonating an adult that just impersonated a little kid.
This
right?
is the same kid.
But this is not a full-grown adult.
Or a
That's
kid.
That's my prediction.
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between. How old are you? Come clean with us. Be honest.
The kid just hung up.
Okay.
Or whoever. Strange. Some wild stuff. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to call and apologize. I've been kind of rough on Joe this week, and I think I'm the reason that he's not there. And if he's listening, I just want to tell him, I wish I knew how to quit you, Joe.
Don't we all? Yeah, we're all wondering here. Everybody here is wondering what the parameters of his leaving were.
Nonstop. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, two quick things.
Yeah.
I got to make the first submission into the Joe Arnger Death Pool. It's got to be autoerotic asphyxiation. And did you get the daddy stitch?
Oh, yeah.
The next time that I want to be head-effed.
Well, actually, no, it's just when you go under in general. The daddy stitch for a man is down on the other side.
I understand, but haven't you ever had somebody just say, man, he's just effing with my head?
Uh-huh.
God, isn't that mean a guy just effing with my head all day?
That'll be better.
Well, in my case, it's serious.
Uh-huh.
I've got a hole big enough.
Okay, thank you.
Big enough for some men, I should say.
Oh, God. That'd be painful. Painful and kind of interesting to watch.
Oh, for somebody. Imagine that.
You look like an alien.
Imagine that.
Look like an alien was coming out of your head.
What if gay guys got into that? They had head wounds, started having sex. Like, ow, 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 you're touching my brain.
Don't hurt me.
Ow.
Be very painful.
Pitching and catching.
Yeah, if you put the stitches in the right place, you could maybe, you know, no, have fun with yourself.
I was just thinking of just, you know, the stitches
just
the head.
Up on the top of the head.
Just on the top of the head.
That's not good on any level.
Right up on the crown of the head. Oh, and you know that accident I was in? God, boy, we cheat.
You were in an accident?
Yeah, boy, we cheat him and how. Do the lawyers, do they love, the guy just wanted to pay for the damage to my car himself.
Right, he was going to cover it.
The guy was at fault. It was an accident.
Right.
He was not cited by the police.
Right.
You know, I was going the speed limit. He pulled out of his driveway. Boom, he hit me. I mean, not to draw a parallel because there is none, but the guy that was in the car that ran into Frida and killed my wife, he wasn't charged either.
Right.
I mean, accidents happen. So the guy had said to me, hey, as long as you're okay and everything, and I'm fine. He wanted to pay and not go through insurance.
Right.
And I had said I was cool with that. And then I started getting the barrage of phone calls. I wasn't able to get this when the power was off. But right away, it's like, I mean, it's every lawyer that I've ever known calling saying, hi, heard you were in an accident. Very important. Call me immediately. Call me immediately. Call me immediately. You know, and then
they're chasing.
Then the insurance company.
There's no ambulance involved, but they're chasing. Right.
The insurance company, they say, no. They listen, you got to do this because, you know, what if, you know, what if you've got some kind of, you know, what if, God forbid, you know, later, you know.
Permanent brain damage.
It's okay. Mm. You know, my point is, and I've tried to articulate this to a couple of people today. If there was a guy, that was involved in a car accident that killed my wife, which happened over 7 months ago.
Right.
And I was able to find it in my heart to forgive the guy and not sue his ass and not sure that they brought charges against him,
right,
and everything else. His life is screwed up. I take this guy at his word. So, what if I have a recurring problem with a concussion? I'm not going to have a recurring. I'm not Troy Aikman. I've not had, like, 8 concussions.
Not yet.
I had a freaking concussion.
I don't know.
I know you're going to tell me that the smart thing to do. Well,
you don't know what I'm going to tell you.
It's out of my hands now anyway because it's in the world of insurance now.
Sure. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Well, and now.
You called the other day, and when you called, we mentioned to you, I don't want to be rough on you when you're first day back, we mentioned to you that Dave Howard had left, and you didn't show even the slightest bit of remorse. All you did was say, yeah, I know about that. And so, yeah, he's gone. And I didn't even get any emotion from you.
No,
you
think Dave Howard?
Yeah.
You don't care about Dave Howard.
There you go again. Jesus Christ.
I've never cared about
him. There you go.
Him.
Okay.
What?
I'm not going to say anything that might upset you further.
What?
Not the Don I know. That's all I'm going to say. That's just not the guy that I know.
What are you doing? I don't know what you're doing.
It's not the guy I know.
What, you thought I'd be upset that Dave Howard got
prior to the head injury?
Prior to that injury.
Changed everything, really. Man.
Anyway,
that would have been a 4-hour show for him.
I guess my point is that I'm sad we live in such a litigious society where you can't have something happen without everybody jumping in and saying, you know, and even I told the guy, I said, you know what? If I wake up tomorrow morning and my head falls off because of this accident, I'm not going to sue you. Don't worry
about
it. I mean, there's enough of that crap going on.
Sure, it's a litigious society.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's see. No Joe. We did get lots of snow. It was predicted, then unpredicted, then predicted, then unpredicted.
I was going to come in here today after, we had Topper on the show both Thursday and Friday, and I was going to say give them their props until I read the newspaper and realized that, well, the forecast in my area was dead on when they were calling, I think, for like 48 inches at the end.
Right.
But I guess if you lived up in Columbia, Maryland, and you got 22 inches of snow, you're probably going to be a little upset.
Because it turns out, actually, when Topper showed it, what day was it that he said, 2 to 20 or something?
2 to 12.
He said
on Thursday.
As a joke?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Somebody told me that's serious.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like...
Yeah, some people actually did get very little snow.
Right, he was serious about it.
Really what happened.
Really going to bed on Saturday night. Where I lived, I said, well, that's it. They blew it again.
Yeah.
It's another one where they hyped it. When I woke up in the morning, it was really like one of those old-fashioned deals like Scrooge coming out. Oh, my God, look at that.
So did I. And, Christ, well, I'll wait and tell you because, I knew it was snowing at about midnight when I heard the big rumble of thunder.
Yeah.
And Clint came upstairs because he was flipped out,
sure,
had diarrhea all over.
Oh.
It stains that I don't know are going to come out of the carpeting because I have bruised ribs.
Right.
There was no power, right, and I was on my hands and knees.
With a bandaged head.
With one of those big, oh, that had nothing to do with it, but one of those big, gigantic flashlights. Uh-huh. One of those, you know, 1,000-power candle.
So you lost power right about midnight on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It was gone. And it was gone for such a long time.
I know. What was the total today? When did it come back on for you?
It came on, well, after I went to bed last night.
So
that would be after 10, no, at about 11:15 p.m.
That sucks.
At about 11.
And I guess a lot of people in the area, that at least here in D.C., are still without it. It might be till, I heard, midday on Tuesday.
When we spoke on Sunday, you were in such a good mood.
Everything was going so right. When I spoke to you, you sounded fine.
Okay. Now, when you spoke to me... I had just taken a couple of big freaking horse pills, and Mike, as it turns out, wanted to call to, here's a shock, this is the Mike that I love.
Right.
He was calling to ask about me,
uh-huh,
but really, he was calling mainly to talk about him.
Right.
And as it turns out, my response, which was curt.
Yes.
But you must understand, time is of the essence.
I don't have to understand anything.
Mike called me and told me today he really wanted to just talk about what he was going through, his bad weekend.
Yeah.
And I just said something like, you know, I just took
two. Well, when you answered, I can always tell. And I you know what I should do? I'm going to try to do this. Because, you know, occasionally when you're, if you're hurting or if you're being inundated with phone calls and people are, for the, you know, for other reasons, you'll answer the phone like this. This is it. And I should hang up. Because then you may, well, you'll know it's me from the caller ID. But it's funny. And I know immediately, I'm like, yeah.
Well, I was almost asleep.
Wrong number,
was you.
Wrong number.
Yeah, I wish I could. If I could stop the phone call at that point, because then I have to go, hey, how you doing? Right. And then I don't know what to say, and I don't know how to get off the phone. And if I could just, like, erase my number from it so it would be a click on, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you. I was calling the golf club to make a tee time for me.
You just got me at just a bad time when I was sleeping. But otherwise, I would have loved to have heard about your screwed-up weekend.
Yes.
Love to hear about it next.
Mm-hmm.
I would love Rob to grab that. Thank you. Grab that chair so it don't fall.
Very good.
That's great.
As we try to get everything together in here.
My God, do we miss Joe?
We do. It's just not the same without him.
Look at us.
And he's not even contacting anyone.
Well, let's get the ad out in the trade. Now, let's see. How do we write it? Wanted.
Yeah, we don't need to put it in a trade paper. You know, just after what you said, we can put that in the regular classifieds.
Oh, you mean we don't have to go, like, to Billboard or Radio and Records?
No, you can put that up, you know, one of those community, actually, the Department of Social Services.
Hold on, I got an idea. What if we all just, like, comb the grocery stores in our area?
We could do that
with
tomorrow.
Index cards?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen those things where it's like, need a babysitter?
Yeah, where you, like, pull off the little tag?
Need your gutters cleaned.
With the phone number?
I put up one of those on a phone pole in front of my house this morning.
Bingo. There, Rob can take care of it for us.
Three numbers were gone when I left the house, so I think we're going to be in good shape.
That would be fun.
That's how you find yourself a replacement for someone like Joe.
Mm-hmm. And we found Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, your man, Tony Pan, he apologized on air.
Yeah, Tony Pan apologized for not saying it was going to snow as much as it did.
Yeah, he was apologizing profusely.
He's the tool.
Wow. Tony the tool.
We'll see if Pan's apologizing.
Thank you, my friend.
I think Shutt has to apologize, too.
Shutt never says he's sorry.
Shutt did not look well rested over the weekend.
That's why he's
did you catch any of Shutt on Saturday?
On Saturday, before my power went out, yes.
Shutt's hair looked like a... It seriously looked like he was sleeping at the station.
Copper Shutt is the weather guy on Channel 9
here. And
he's
so nice to come on the show.
Right.
He really is. Great guy.
On the CBS affiliate. And he's one of these guys that just gets wood for snow. And
does.
I'm sure that they get him a hotel room by the station, but I'm sure he, like, sleeps at his desk.
And HB was in the background on Friday.
Yeah.
You could hear the issue, because Topper was talking, and in the background you hear HB go,
tell him hi. Tell him hi.
Howard Bernstein. I'm a Howard Bernstein-aholic.
That's something that you watched on your battery-operated TV was HB, wasn't it?
Okay, shut up. You know, your glee didn't help me.
Hey, I wasn't having a great time either, you know.
Did you have power?
Yes.
I had a horrible brownout in the overnight. There wasn't enough electricity to fire up my television.
For how long?
Almost 4 minutes.
Are you serious?
No, it was probably closer to 15. But yeah, the
okay.
fan was going slow and the lights were very dim.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, must have been awful for you.
It was.
Brown out.
How was your furnace, incidentally?
Oh, God, it was so hot. I had to crack a window. It was really unpleasant.
Of course you did. Right, we got a lot to cover. We've got my weekend. We've got Mike's weekend. We've got, Joe. Still
on all of our minds.
Where is he?
And,
Joe.
You know, my mind's been just racing since the beginning of the show.
Now, Buzz, if Joe has any friends on the show in real life, it would be you.
Apparently not, then, because I haven't heard from him either.
You would have heard something I would have thought over the weekend.
I was thinking about
everything that's happened to him, and that's why the whole parameters thing came back in
my
head.
Yeah, no, I would have expected to have heard from him also, but I haven't. Not a word.
Do you think Mike did something to him?
Not that I know of. Not that I saw.
Well, there was, and what you saw was on the air, and there was nothing off here.
I was right here.
Rob, was there anything I said to him off air?
Yeah, what he said that you were just messing around with him.
Oh, that yeah. Other than that,
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either. Mm-hmm. Did you say anything to him off the air?
I never do.
Right.
I don't know. I leave for 2 days. Guy's gone. We're down one man.
Yeah, but you know when you were pretty hard on him about that parameters thing.
He didn't quit.
Okay. Yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. God, now
really,
I know you're feeling better.
Really. No offense to any Joes out there.
Yeah.
But who cares? You know, go down to the pet shop and get me an orangutan. I'm serious. We'll dress him in a sailor suit. Same difference. You know.
But that is, I'm, you know what?
The
seriously,
name,
though.
The name Steve will still come up as Stav.
You know how you got me, though. You got me with that one. Yeah, but he didn't quit. He quit on my... Technically,
quit
he quit
on your
on my
watch.
Well, no, he didn't quit on my watch.
Yes, he did.
He quit on your watch.
No, I was... Listen, I had done...
He quit because he's not here today. He's made every show I've done.
He quit because he didn't like the way you treated him.
No, now it comes out.
Well, no.
Now it comes out. You in the office. He didn't say anything bad about you.
I didn't even know.
He didn't say anything bad about you. He quit. But then the email says, if you're not there, I'm not coming in.
You know what that says? Loyal. Loyal to a...
I think he is loyal to you.
Loyal to a person who's treated him.
Now Mike's water is everywhere.
Thank you. That's the first time my water's come out.
I've treated.
But seriously, he is more loyal to you than he is to me.
Let me just put this.
He doesn't care about me, and he said that he doesn't care about me, and you know he doesn't care, and I don't care about him. So it's a push.
It's mutual. Yes, it's a push.
I've always treated Joe as special.
You know, in that way.
And I mean it in
as you have been sensitive to all people like.
No, I, with Joe especially. I mean, and like in a Special Olympics way.
See, but you say that jokingly and lovingly, and for some reason he doesn't buy it when I'm being, because maybe there's just a little more truth.
I don't
when
think
I say
it's you, Mike. I don't think it's you. You don't have a history of ruining relationships.
Oh God!
I'm kidding. I'm just trying to lead you into this other thing.
Well, you know,
it's not your fault. What you're going to be discussing here. Shortly. And you didn't. That's. But you don't. No. See, you don't want me talking about that.
You can talk about. No. You know.
No. Right?
No.
Okay, right. But you're going to still say the thing about the.
Yeah. I'm going to say that. Absolutely.
Right. No.
I really feel responsible.
Don't.
I do.
I take full responsibility. You know, this is what Bush should have done. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly. Listen, are you listening, Bush?
Does that mean that I'm out shooting quail? I'm not shooting quail. I'm not taking responsibility over the guy that I shot when I was quail hunting over the weekend. Here's the deal.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
You know, I take responsibility on this level. He felt it was okay. He used me to slide out of here. He used me to get out. He wanted to get out for a variety of reasons, but obviously he used me so it would soften the blow with you.
What if he's just taking a couple of days?
Yeah.
But still... If he's just taking a couple of days.
Well, you know, if he's just taking a couple of days, we all would like to take. I mean, he's certainly taken. Buzz has taken crap on this show for years. Rob has. You have. I have. I mean, everybody has. I mean, what's the deal? Seriously.
What if, since that second email came from Tracy, what if she's done something to him and it's just covering the crime?
Do you think, like, we'll see Joe in 3 months and he'll be in a car with water dripping off of him?
And his hair has been dyed black.
Defrosting?
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe
not everything is like CSI.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You know, I know I was late watching that. I didn't watch it Thursday, but that is the best one I've seen in a long time.
Great one. Where they take the guy's ribs out.
The ocular nerve.
Fantastic. Just the way you know, the way they figure out the guy's defrosted.
And as always, Paul Guilfoyle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Detective Brass.
The man.
Delivers.
James Pratt.
Pretty amazing.
He is great.
How about when they pulled out that cat's eyeball?
That was about as disgusting as I've ever seen. That makes it good. And, of course, your guy George Eads and his brand-new Roy Orbison look.
Did you expect the Nazi twist at the end?
No, but I know. You know, I can't believe you didn't bring that up.
I didn't want to spoil it for
you. Wow.
And I've done that dance before.
How about
Work Nazi will be our twist. Salvation or something
how about,
like that?
Yeah, how about Grissom reading whatever the Nazi symbol said in German and translating it and knowing what it was? What was it, Rob?
Don't look to me like I should know it. It's freedom through work.
And you know the twins, the Siamese twins that they found?
One was dead, one wasn't.
Bobby Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Was that Bobby Lee?
I don't think
it was. I don't think. Mike, they all look the same. I mean, Siamese twins.
Siamese twins. That's right. Yes. Right. Hence the name twins.
But good call on the Roy Orbison. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, he had the Roy Orbison hair.
That was a good CSI on what was that? Thursday.
Thursday. I bet it was really good for you because you were on your painkillers.
Oh, my God. Thursday was the best.
How was the definition of it? Just enhanced definition.
You know the
it was high definition.
I'll drink to that. You know what I'm wondering about CSI?
Hold on there. That's what it was. High definition.
I'm wondering if Joe liked it. Did you ask him on Friday?
No.
Well, we didn't talk about it.
Maybe that's why
I didn't
see it.
You didn't ask how he liked CSI.
Right.
Joe.
Man, if only you'd asked. Well, he's somewhere in the weeds.
Wherever Tracy left him. After dyeing the hair.
I'll always remember that boy. Mm-hmm. Effing awesome. When we asked him about the Stones at the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah, he was so happy.
And effing awesome.
And he just went to the Stones concert.
He did.
The way he smelled when he came back.
He did stink after he came back.
Beer and smoke.
That night of drinking and whoring, doing whatever he was doing at the Stones concert.
I took two showers.
Buzz, now come on, seriously, we have to take a break. But what is your take on this? You are the guy who knows him the best.
You do really, talk to him an awful
lot. We are flying totally 100% blind here.
I mean,
in the big scheme, you know, I love Joe,
right?
But like I said, it
did he really, talk to you on Friday during the break?
No. It doesn't matter.
I did not talk to him after the show.
I'd love him to stay.
I saw him smiling during the show. I know he was having a rough day, but he seemed to be keeping it together okay, and we've not talked since.
Now, why was he having a rough day?
Well, he had a lot of technical errors on Friday, and, you know, he took some ribbing for it, but that would be normal, wouldn't it?
You know, all those technical errors and all the ribbing was on the air.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, not only everybody on the show, but everybody in the listening audience heard that.
Right.
So that's what confuses me.
And nothing out of the ordinary.
And then I really felt it necessary, which I didn't, you know, I almost regretted doing it because I didn't think I really needed to do it, but I did it anyway, was say to him, hey, everything's okay, you know, we're just busting your chops, don't worry, because at one point he got mad at himself and he threw the headphones down because he was making so many mistakes on the board, and I said, that's when I said that to him after the fact.
He threw his headphones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Were you here for that moment?
Yeah. It wasn't all his fault. You know how sometimes the computer has a day?
There were problems, other problems besides
that. But there's that. There was a microphone issue. But everything added up. It made for not the easiest day for him.
Right.
I've been on that side of the board. I know what it's like.
Hey, come on. I live over here. Two words. Tough. Teats.
Yes. Okay. Very tough.
Don, but I should point out.
Tough teats.
I should point out, to the best of my knowledge, on Friday, keeping up the tradition of the show, Rob and myself, no mistakes.
Oh, I meant to tell you what a great job you did.
Yeah, perfect, as usual.
I got your voicemail, Rob. As always. Rob calls with his grades when I'm not here. As always, Mike, 100.
Right.
Rob, 100.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, I believe it was a very generous high 70. And,
oh, wow, that's a hell of a lot better than the last one.
78, he did some extra work.
And always, Joe, a 55.
Yeah.
55.
Still above.
Well, I know that if he's listening now, he certainly is feeling the quan. You know.
Well,
and here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
You're hearing it here. Since everything I said mean to him was on the air, I say this to him on the air. I am very sorry if your feelings were hurt.
No. And I say to him, hey, listen, boy, suck it up. Either send me an email or call me or call somebody and tell somebody what the frig is going on. Because you just don't get to take time off when you don't feel good. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been here for the last 8 months, and we've all got our own reasons. Right. So either contact us and tell us what's going on, or I am not kidding, we will go to Chick-fil-A to find your replacement.
Bingo.
Not a sermon.
Just a thought.
Just a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it was. Not a threat.
Not a threat.
Not a threat. A promise.
Just a promise.
And not a sermon, just a thought.
And never bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's right. And one addendum to that.
Yeah.
You know, if you do use as your reasons, you know, Friday, I want to be there for that, too, because I'd like to know what the hell's going on, because I don't believe that that this is legit. And I don't like being used for that.
Well, Joe, come on. Just contact us, Joe.
So we'll know.
That's all. Just contact us. What am I saying? Like anything would happen to me. Listen, I'm serious. You know what this place? It's impossible to get fired from this place. What am I saying? Like we're going to be able to fire Joe. Not that I want to fire Joe, but on the other hand, we're shorthanded today, and there's just this mysterious crap. They don't fire nobody here for doing nothing. I mean, I'm serious.
They really don't.
I mean, I could give you the litany of things that have gone on at this station.
There's a list.
Fireable offenses. And I'm not talking about on-air stuff. They love me talking about this. That's great
hey,
to be back.
Hey, you're not saying anything specific.
It's great to be back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's true, though. Have we ever worked together, you and I? Have we ever worked anywhere where you've seen it like this?
Never.
It's ridiculous.
Never. You know, that's the thing. Dave Howard, that's why, really, I don't believe he got fired. Because
it never happened.
You don't get fired from this place. I mean, everybody that works here should have great job security. They've done a great job of making you think that this place spits them up and chews them out, or rather chews them up and spits them out. Mm-hmm. What, Mike?
Nothing done.
But
why did you have to use that? Why did you have to use his?
What, Dave Howard?
Why did you have to use his name?
I don't even think he got fired. I mean, Christ.
He resigned.
Then he got a better job. Then he got a better job.
Does it matter? Does it matter? He's gone.
They've had people that have done stuff that seriously, if you had a Joe job, I mean, your ass would have been out the door before anybody even heard about it. What are you pointing at?
The clock.
I see it. It's pretty digital.
It's pretty light.
You like it?
Now, I know I can't yell at you, because if I yelled at you and you got fired, well, you might threaten legal action. And we can't have that. Now,
no,
can we?
Wouldn't want that.
Can't have that. Can't have that here at beautiful Infinity Broadcasting.
The happy place.
That's I'd like a couple saying. Days off, though.
Yeah. Now, that, go ahead. I mean, yeah, dig this. And I'm just speaking hypothetically.
Uh-huh.
This is a make-believe situation. Say you got a radio station with somebody who's cooking the books.
Mm-hmm.
Or a business.
Uh-huh. Any business.
Just a business where somebody's cooking the books.
Okay.
On some level.
Uh-huh.
And they find out that person has cooked the books.
Right.
You know what they do? Nothing.
Really?
You know, they take $5 a week out of their paycheck.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It goes back that far. Oops.
I mean, and really... Can we have, at one point, a serious discussion about the S-bomb that was hit on our show 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Can we ever get into that discussion?
I don't know.
Legally, I don't know if we can.
Ah. Maybe we could someday.
But again, you know.
That we can't do. Because they'd sure as heck give it to us.
Right. We can't even.
It's called suspension without pay.
Right.
Which, you know. Which suffice is what it, they threaten us with.
Suffice it to say, it's very
if
hard.
If we blink.
It's very hard to get fired from this place. It's, Christ, it's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus, look at me now. This is 10 years ago. I got freaking arrested. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm still working here. And I ain't saying names, but I know of at least a couple of DWIs within eyeshot. And nobody's been canned for that.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I didn't look at Mike.
Mm-hmm. How about that, huh?
Huh?
Wouldn't that, hey, thank you. Well, that would have given it away. Isn't that the great surprise? Yeah, not me. Uh-huh.
What I mean is things happen, and there's a lot of things that have happened at this station. It's I don't know where I'm going with this. It's just, do you dig what I'm saying?
I dig what you're saying. I'm frustrated. You know what? I don't mind anything if there's an explanation. I don't like the fact that there's no explanation.
Once
and
again,
I think that's at least what all of us and everybody on this show is owed.
It's the biggest pussy way to run an organization. you know, listen, I'm not being a prima donna here. It's our show. It's my show. I run it with my best friend, Mike. It would be nice for somebody in management to say to me today to give me a heads up. Hey, you know, the low-level schmuck that answers the phones and does all this stuff, he's not going to be around. I mean, there's zero communication.
None.
And unless Joe has extenuating circumstances in which you would say, well, of course, take as much time as you need.
Which you would do,
of course,
if he came to you directly.
But if that's not the case, what the frig? What is this? I mean, that's okay. You want to take a couple of bucks out of the till? Help yourself.
It's a little maddening.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
You don't want to, Joe, I tell you what, you're a little stressed out, like a little rough in your life? Don't even ask. Just send out a mass email to the program director and let him know about it. And what about Don and Mike? They'll find out when they get here. No reason to tell them about it. Jesus H. Christ.
How are your ribs?
Delicious. They're baby backed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Are they dry rubbed or with a barbecue sauce on them?
They're Emerald, Mike. Emerald was my physician, Dr. Emerald.
And as soon as you were pronounced well enough to come back to work, he went, bam!
Well, gosh, there I've done it again. Look at how far over we've gone now, time-wise.
You had some stuff to take care of. That's the way it works.
Now we're screwed. I've not even gotten to half the stuff that we needed to talk about today.
Wouldn't happen if Joe was here.
Yeah, you know what? You're goddamn right, Buzz. I don't know what it is about wearing this hat backwards, but I'm just...
You're feeling...
Look at your hands. You're speaking with signs and gestures.
Get me on... What's the BET TRL show?
I don't get that station.
Come on. Park something.
Park Avenue?
Yeah, Park 106.
That's good. Park 106.
Yo.
You could also go on Pimp My Ride.
Uh-huh. Get me on that show. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? Yo, you feeling me? I got a backwards hat on.
That's right, dog.
You feeling me? This place sucks donkeys.
I feel you.
I bet that didn't make the air.
You know, the entire ensemble, as I look at it, with the hooded sweatshirt that you're wearing today, that goes with the backwards hat.
Yeah.
That does. That's the whole look you got today. You know what you're missing?
What's that?
You are missing bling. You need a pendant.
I got my expensive watch.
And that would not be the kind of watch you'd need. You'd need the watch that's got, like, you know what? Get somebody to duct tape that clock to your wrist.
Have you seen that like our jocks
are
wearing these big, huge things on their wrists now?
Yeah.
Rob?
Yes?
You're an awful producer.
Why is that?
And look what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
We've not taken a spot break yet.
We should do that.
Okay, thanks.
Don and Mike to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
Yeah, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make
it. Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Let your love shove it up your big fat ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Because the chit-chat a-hole. Remember the day.
They always keep it brown. Yeah. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. I know Mike had a weekend that sucked. I'm hoping that we get a lot of details. Let me get my stuff out of the way.
All right, go ahead.
To give you a full segment.
Bring us up today.
Buzz, do you have a Joe update?
No, I don't. Not heard a word.
Try him during the next commercial.
All right, I will.
During the next break, try him. Make a personal call.
I will. I'll reach out to him.
It's like one of those deals where they have the back channels.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Diplomatic.
Everybody's
stuff.
Talking about it. Everybody's here, you know, wondering what the deal is. Nobody seems to know. We like the guy.
All right. So, the weekend, or since I was here, you know about the accident, the guy hitting my car on Thursday on my way into work.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Then that meant blah, 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 had the concussion. This sucks. You have to wake up every 2 hours.
Yes, that is scary. Now, what is they say if you go to sleep and you stay asleep, what's the danger there? Why do you have to be awakened?
You die instantly.
Come on. You sleep, you die.
That's it. You go sterile. Blood comes out of your eyes. I don't know, Mike. Just, you know, they sent me home with...
Well, this isn't like a stereo cabinet. I was thinking that, you know, I mean, is it because... can your brain swell or...
I know. Mine sure is swell. Although, my brain has...
swell. I've always thought you had a swell brain.
When you do get a concussion, your brain does swell.
Right.
That's what happens.
It's a brain bruise is what
right,
it is.
Yeah, right. I got an alley on my brain. So the first day, it was a drag, and I had, oh, my God, talk about everybody wanting to help. You should thank all of the people. Big Frida, my neighbor Cecily.
Right.
My neighbor, Big Ed, the other people.
Big Ed picked you up from the accident site, right?
Yeah, took care of me. Everybody took care of me.
Good.
The main thing was this waking up every 2 hours.
That's got to be a drag.
No.
Especially when you're hurting, too.
It was okay. The problem was everybody wanted to help me with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a lot of offers for people to come over
right.
and wake me up every 2 hours. A lot of people thought I was so retarded I couldn't set the alarm to go off every 2 hours, which I did. So you get past all of that, okay? And also, just let me say this. I mentioned this before about Vicodin.
Uh-huh.
What's the deal? I mean...
What do you mean? It's
I don't see...
Good
like,
stuff.
I don't see how guys like Matthew Perry get hooked on it. I've been taking it since Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I'm not high. I mean, when I called the show on Thursday...
You have real pain.
I was on some serious stuff, like shots they were giving
Demerol,
me and stuff at the hospital.
All right.
This Vicodin, I mean... You know, the only thing it made it hard for me to go number two.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those type of drugs will do that.
That's what the Vicodin has done for me. So
supposed to drink a lot of water.
Well, I do drink a lot of water. Thank you, Rob.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so... I had to read it. Forgive it up. Please forgive us.
All right, so I don't see what the fascination is.
How was it for the pain? Do you think it worked for you for your
yes,
pain?
That's why.
That's why you didn't get high, because it was busy working on the pain. If you didn't have any pain and you took it, then you'd get high.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
That's what I hear. It gave me a hell of a migraine. I know that. I mean, when I was on it for like a month. Wow.
Over the weekend?
Did it really help you bowl?
It really. Oh, if Buzz took one. Buzz took one before we went bowling one time and bowled like 150. Had a great game. It made my voice like this.
Dries you out.
Yeah, and then I would sit down and go, man, how come nothing's coming out?
Right.
When I was on the commode.
So you were straining.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, Mike, yes. I was straining.
Like Simon. What?
Now, here's some
at
good
stool.
News. Here's some good news.
I was told on Friday, you can't say those together. You have to separate them.
Yeah, that's right.
No, and probably not repeat that, so I won't repeat it again.
And remember, if you add an S to tool, you get a magic word.
Exactly.
Tools.
Yeah. Something you sit on.
No, Buzz had it right. Yeah. Tools.
Tools. Yeah. I sit on my tools all the time.
That's a gold star. A gold star for Buzz. Listen, my cape and cowl arrived.
Hey! Oh, good. Oh, wow.
My Batman, 1960s TV Batman cape and cowl arrived.
How exciting.
They are just like the ones that Adam West wore. Now, because of my head wound,
Yeah,
how frustrating. Oh. I have not been able to put on the cowl.
What an injustice.
Because of my bruise.
Your long-awaited cowl arrives in the mail and you can't put it on.
Because of my bruised ribs, I had to have a neighbor friend, not Big Ed, help me put the utility belt on.
That is a friend.
I was determined to get this thing on.
How does the utility belt fasten?
You know that big, gigantic, and again, you're going to have to like do an IMDb search to find the 1960s TV Batman.
Right.
It has a big, gigantic, gold-plated bat, and it's got a clip behind it.
Oh, okay.
And you have to, it's like a real belt.
It's
right.
Fitted.
Yes, it is. Mine is a size 38.
Uh-huh.
And
38 bat inches.
And it fits.
Good.
So, at one point, I was walking around in sweatpants,
Did you put your Vicodin in the utility belt?
With the
where did you keep the hot dog bun?
No, I also, I also got the Batarang.
Yeah. Oh, how's that?
That's great. So as soon as I'm feeling a little better, I'm thinking one day next week, I will make everybody on the show happy. So, I'll come in. Well, hell, I'll make myself happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to make that little boy in you happy.
I'll put on the Batman cowl and the, I mean, but really, Frida.
Don't push it, though.
If she were alive, she would kill me with the amount of money that I spent on this.
Right.
Just to, and even I was looking at this going, God damn, this is about the coolest thing I ever bought in my life.
So that you're, even though you haven't put it on because of your head wound, you know,
I'm glad that makes you happy.
No, I, what I'm thinking is you just can't write this stuff.
No,
this
head
is
wound,
not.
No,
this is you're talking about your head wound, so you can't put on your Batman cowl. And I'm asking you. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble.
Take a breath. Same thing I told my kids.
I'm sorry. I need a personal day. the cowl. You're satisfied with the quality of it?
F you. Okay? You know, now I can see what you did to Joe.
Yeah.
You monster.
I am a monster. Oh, God, I just was asking. I was trying to ask a legitimate question, but I'm imagining you getting it out of the box and checking it out, like, to see if the quality of
Okay, well, then listen.
Is it satisfactory?
As long as we're on the topic.
Yes.
Yes.
You're happy, like, you spent a lot of money on it. Are you happy with
it? It looks just like the one that was worn on the TV show.
What about the cape?
Beautiful.
Good. What does it feel like? Is it satiny? Is it leathery? What is it like?
The cowl is satin. I know.
He's asking you. I'm letting him do it.
This
he's
is
legit.
Genuine.
Okay. Yes. The cape is silk.
Mm-hmm.
The cape is silk. It has various clips that attach it to the cowl.
Mm-hmm.
The cowl itself.
But you're not going to have, when you come in here, you're just coming in with the cape and the cowl on and the utility belt. You're not going to be coming in with, like, the one thing that's missing would be what, the
tights.
His leotard outfit.
Now, what I will do is wear, like, Under Armour.
All right.
Right.
Okay. So what you're going to do is wear.
I've got gray Under Armour. Right? And I mean the stuff that really just clings to you.
So you're going
to
wear something that's going to be a reasonable facsimile of the Batman.
I will wear black sweatpants and a gray, not that I've given it much thought.
not that you've practiced.
Black sweatpants and a gray Under Armour. You know, to kind of go with the theme of this.
What about footwear? The boots? Are you going to do?
I'm just going to wear tennis shoes.
All right.
Will you ever buy the gloves from him?
Yes.
You think you're that pleased with it?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Although, seriously, if she was alive, she would kill me.
She would stop this.
Frida would kill me because you should have seen me. Now, Mike, I know you're... Yeah. Have fun. Because
okay.
I know I sound like a supreme ass.
Uh-huh.
But here's the deal. On Saturday, I'm just barely making it around the house. They show up, ding dong. Here it is. I open this box. I see this cowl. And I'm like, oh, my God. This one might as well be an original one that was worn on the show by Batman.
Right.
And immediately I start thinking, I can only wear it once at work.
Right.
And maybe once with Rob's kids, and maybe if my grandkids ever want to see me in it. But beyond that,
that's it.
The first thing I thought, I must find one of those plastic heads.
Oh, to model it.
Because
So now what you're doing is your level of collecting is going up to museum style.
I am going to do, well, I've got like some autographed footballs and stuff. I'm going to put it in a case like that.
Right. Like get a really big kind of armoire style case to put things in where you can see it.
I want the head.
You're going to need a mannequin, though, for the cape.
I'm not going to put the, okay, step away, please. Listen, I know I wasn't here the last couple of days, Big Mouth, but just,
no, you should
just shut up. Go find Joe.
find him wherever he is.
I am not going to put the cape on display.
Okay.
The cowl. Think back to the episodes, Rob, with the Mad Hatter.
You remember? Okay.
What did the Mad Hatter want?
He wanted the cowl.
Did he want the cape?
No, the Mad Caper would want the
cape. Hell no. And all I want is a plastic head like the ones the chicks put their wigs on.
Well, wait a minute. If you do that, that goes from being kind of a gag to you know, kind of a cool thing. Like, I'd want to come over. I mean, I didn't watch it like you watched it, but I watched it enough where if I came over to your house and you said, hey, this is the, you know, how could you describe, you say you're showing it to somebody my age from that area. And
I would say, look at this picture on the wall. Again, you're going to see what a supreme faggot I am.
Right.
But when you guys were all at my house to play poker, you came to my cave.
Right.
I'm sure you didn't notice on the left-hand corner of the wall, there's a big, gigantic, signed full color picture of Adam West and Burt Ward.
The only thing I remember,
I'd say to you, do you see this picture of Batman from TV? Look at this cowl and tell me if this is not
the exact cowl that he's wearing.
Right.
No, it's a what do they call it? A conversation piece.
Yeah.
If you think I'm mocking, I was mocking you before because it was legitimately making me laugh, when you got it. But when you said museum head, like you put it on a little...
But Mike, it's a Batman cowl, okay? It's like, I'm sure some people out there would equate it to...
Pop culture, like if I was in a museum, I'd be interested in that.
I'm sure some people would equate it to if, like, I got one of Roseanne's old tampons when she was in the Laugh Factory.
No, this is bad.
And I put that under glass.
If I came into somebody's house and they said, I've got one that was, that's a collector's item, it's a exact replica of the original, and I went down to look at that, I'd be curious. I noticed when I was at your house playing poker that you have relegated that guy that gave you the mask. That did not exactly look like a place of honor right over your
Odo drum mask?
Set.
No, that's downstairs.
Would that go into... I mean, if you put all that stuff in a similar area, I think that would be kind of a cool way to display it.
No, Mike, you would not... You would never put Batman next to Star Wars. Star Trek, I'm sorry, was a phase for me. Collecting-wise, there are two passions.
It's a phase that's still on your wall.
No, it's not on my wall in the basement.
You'll see. That's what I thought. It had been relegated to that.
In the basement. Batman's number one.
Right.
No, I take it back. Football's number one. Batman is a close number two. That's right. The good Batman. The TV Batman. The one that everybody hates. The one that everybody says, gosh, it's not as good as the one with Patrick Bateman.
I've heard great things about that one, too.
That's okay. It's okay.
You never talked about it.
I feel like it realistic, Mike. I like it fakey. Anyway, the cape and the cowl arrived, and...
Before you ever put them on final display in the museum, you're going to come in here and model them.
Yeah, next week.
Good.
One day next
good.
Week. Once I think the stitches dissolve in 4 to 7 days.
Good.
Then I just got to wear a Band-Aid, and I'd be glad to do that.
I cannot wait for that.
Now, all of that comes to this. I'm dealing with the weekend. I'm doing okay. Mm. Really, I am. I'm like everybody else with the snow. Is it going to snow? It's not going to snow. Is it going to snow? It's not going to snow. About midnight, Saturday night, the alarm goes off. The alarm people call, and they say, hi, is something wrong? I say, Christ, I don't know. I'm dead asleep, and I wake up, and I see that it's thundering outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, the power's off. We're having a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Wake up the next morning at about 4:30 a.m., earlier than I normally wake up. Wake up because, gosh, me so chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Me so chilly in only 4 hours. Now, at this point, I really don't know what's going on, but I'm trying to look to see the clock that shoots the time of the temperature up on the ceiling, and I notice that I can't see them.
Okay.
Then I look over at the TV across the room, and again, there's nothing.
Nada, niente.
There's nothing. Now, out of everything that I've been through, not that I've been through anything really life-altering over the last 4 days. I'm talking about being in a car wreck, having stitches in my head, having bruised ribs, all this other crap. Nothing to me was more upsetting than going for the entire day on Sunday, trapped in my house. I can't drive.
Right.
Because I've had a concussion, and the roads are bad, and Jesus Christ... You ever try shoveling 11 inches of snow with a bruised rib?
Not exactly easy.
I had to get some neighbors to help me with that.
Right.
So, good. I'm stuck in the house. Normally, that would be okay.
Uh-huh.
No electricity. It's cold. It's getting colder.
Mm-hmm.
I have propane gas in the fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing now is I've got a sleeping bag, and I'm sitting by this fireplace. and I'm watching a battery-powered black-and-white TV.
Jesus.
And that's when Ass Boy calls me up. Hi there, Rob. He's, of course, he's happier than a pig in ass. He's like, hey, hi, how are you? How much snow did you get? Are you watching this? Are you watching that? And I said, I have no power. I've not had power. It's freezing in here. And he's like, oh, well, that's a, my power went off for 14 minutes. I had a brownout. Whatever the hell he was saying. Right? I mean, really, that's what he said.
Well, you, that's the conversation.
I mean, he said he had a brownout.
I did not even think about calling him again until this morning. The call did not go well. And we're fairly close.
I think
I did not want to cross that bridge again.
I really may have left with something like, I'll call you when my power comes back on. Because I mean, yeah. Jack, I was P-I-double-S-E-D.
And yeah. Because like you, like so many people, all the phones are cordless. There's only like one phone in your house that works.
One phone all the way upstairs. Mm-hmm. So I bring that phone downstairs, plug it into the outlet, sitting by the fireplace when the batteries in the TV give out.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going through batteries. A, double A, triple A. The kind that have the two little like nipples on top
the
of the 9-volt battery.
One, yeah.
That's right. C.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one. You know what I don't have?
Right.
I don't have D's.
That's what it needed. Everybody skips D's.
You know how many D's this baby takes?
How many?
Nine.
Wow, that's a lot. 9D batteries. That's a lot of voltage.
So, that's out.
Uh-huh.
Next move, portable DVD player. Got one.
Ah.
Again, trying to make the best of the bad situation.
Sure.
Now it's about 11 o'clock Sunday morning.
Yeah, you got to charge those, don't you?
Keep it charged, Mike.
Okay, very
good.
Keep
it charged. Put on Wedding Crashers.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Chilling out. Realize about an hour into the movie, the little light starts going on. Uh-huh. And because I'm an idiot, and I like momentarily have forgotten the power's off, I pause it. I don't turn the machine off.
Right.
I pause it. Because
yeah.
Now light's coming in the house. Because it's
like
during the day.
Yeah.
I don't mean like electrical light.
Oh,
I mean
the daylight is
regular
coming
light
in.
Is coming in. So I'm upstairs wasting time looking for the charging unit for this thing. By the time, I swear to Christ, I come back downstairs, I found the charging unit.
Mm-hmm.
Now the DVD player, the portable thing, it's dead.
Gone. So it's gone while it was on pause.
Right. But that's okay, because I've got the charge unit. And because I'm a retard, I plug it into the wall, and then plug it into the DVD, and then seriously, take what seems like about 10 caveman moments looking at this going like,
didn't no work.
No work. Where Owen Wilson? And then I figure,
I'll have the duck with the mango salsa.
Christ, of course, I'm not going to be able
to
charge it because I have no electricity. And it was at that point that all hope was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I called Dominion Power, and this is the message I got. We have, after push one, push one, push one, push one, push one, push two, push one, push two, push two, we will have your power on by 12, and I'm thinking 12, fantastic, p.m., midnight.
12 a.m.
Yeah, whatever it was, 12 a.m.
Wow.
Right. Midnight.
Jesus.
So now,
this is what time they make this announcement?
It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
At this point, or they're going on noon.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I know it's not right to mix booze and pills. I know it's not. God forgive me, I wasn't going anywhere.
You were hurt. Sure.
Were you ready to like just hibernate for a while at this point?
I got so just effed up.
In front of your fireplace?
Yeah, at one point, the phone rang, and it was the line that, you know, that caller ID didn't work because I had the old-fashioned phone that just
right.
had the landline.
Right, with the dial.
I just pick it up, and it's like, hello? And it was a wrong number or a solicitor.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure because I had a nice conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember exactly what we talked about.
You chatted for a bit.
The hours, they seemed to run on and on and on. And then came 5:15. Going around these parts as sunset.
Yeah.
Well, that's when the temperature got even colder in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized that I'm like faggot Liberace walking around with a candelabra with three candles in it. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around the house.
Jesus.
Reading.
Oh, my God.
Like goddamn Mark Twain reading by candlelight. And somehow thinking that, really I had this thought, In the great beyond, Frida is looking down on me, and she's having a pisser. She's laughing because this is my, for her, it would be a dream situation. I know what she would have said. Oh, this is great. We could snuggle. We could stay together. We can play games. We can read. There's nothing we can't, you know, me. I'm out of my mind.
Did anybody at all look in on you while this is going on?
Yeah, but the thing is, I was such a dick about it. Every time people tried to help me, I told them to go away.
Yes.
I really was. I mean, from my wonderful mother-in-law to my, who I love more than, you know, to my neighbors, to close friends.
Right.
All of them. Stay away.
You called me at one point, and I felt badly because I knew you were hurting. I knew you were cold. Your dogs had pooped. Your portable entertainment had died. Things couldn't be going much worse for a weekend, and I really didn't have anything equally bad to share with you, so I really didn't know what to say.
No, I got mad at you, too.
I don't know. I could tell a little bit, but I understood.
I didn't mean
you
it.
Know? I mean, what do you say in that situation?
I didn't mean it. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing you can't
exactly.
say.
Exactly. I was glad you...
I had no idea. I had no idea that you had that kind of weekend.
Yeah,
I
didn't sucked
have,
ass.
And, you know, really, it's, I think, and that is the line of demarcation. As far as whether people enjoyed a snowstorm or they don't, it's pure, and it was in the Post today, it's power.
Yeah.
You know, you had your power on, you can, you know, do everything, you're fine, you can hold up, you can bake cookies, you don't have power, you're screwed.
And if I hadn't had this other crap going on for me in the accident, I would have got in my car and gone to a movie gone over and seen Robert or something, but I was trapped. Trapped, a lonely man, trapped in a mansion by myself.
Did you, was there any, like, big-boned woman who was forcing you to, write a novel?
Really, all I was missing was Annie Wilkes?
Yeah, Kathy Bates.
That's all I was missing. Right.
That would have been the movie to watch, too.
So it got to be, like, I don't know, Christ, 9 o'clock last night?
Mm-hmm.
Here I am again,
dark,
laying in front of the fireplace, doing this thing, still dialing, and they're saying, power should be on by 12 a.m.
Wow.
We have no the door. And I'm like, oh, screw this.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going upstairs, going to bed, get all the, every blanket, every comforter, get everything, get up there, and I mean to tell you, at about 12:15, whatever time it was, when the alarm came on, I was so happy.
Sure, I can imagine.
I got up. Now, I am sore from this accident. No big effing deal. But talk about when adrenaline kicks in.
Right.
I've been on my ass all weekend, banged up from this thing. I mean, at about 12:15 this morning when the power went back on, and I knew it right away because the alarm goes beep, and all the lights go on.
Right.
Jack, I mean, I jumped out of bed like goddamn John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. I really was going, hey, the dog, hey, guess what? The power's on. The power's on. Daddy says the power's on. Who wants to go outside? Turn the lights on.
We are dependent. I mean, it makes you realize it's scary.
Yeah.
It is scary how much electricity is all
about.
That's
it. And most importantly, Mike, I missed the Pro Bowl!
I can safely say without watching it myself, you didn't miss anything.
I don't care. I know it always sucks ass, but it's the last one of the year.
I know.
You missed it?
You missed the snowboarding in the Olympics, too.
6 INTs. Missed them all.
Mm-hmm. You didn't, and it's not like you can TiVo anything.
That's right. No power. Right. No TiVo.
No power.
That's it. So that was the weekend. And,
Jesus.
Here I am today. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not.
Have it feel good to be on a hot shower and all that good stuff?
Yeah. And the good thing is that.
How long did it take your house to warm up after that?
Seriously, about 2 hours.
Okay.
I mean, it took like no time at all. It took a relatively slow amount of time to get cold and cold and cold and cold.
Right.
And cold.
Right.
And it got warm right away.
Right.
And the other good thing about my ribs on my left side. So I can drive with my right hand.
Good, 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 good.
You know, I can ride. I can be a low rider with my right hand.
When you got in the wreck, how did the ribs get hurt? What did they bang up against? They bang up against your arm or
against the door?
Against the door.
The airbags go off. We never asked you that.
Yes, my airbag on my side went off.
Side bag.
The guy came across two lanes of traffic and hit me on the driver's side. That got pushed in there, and then.
Right.
then the whole, because I wasn't in my big SUV, I was in my little tinier car, and right. At the time my head got boom up, and and I got a hell of a bruise on my shoulder too from the seatbelt.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah.
That happened. Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, I'll put up with a bruise because who knows what.
Yeah, where your body would have gone with
right,
that,
right?
And how much were you all jacked up with adrenaline? Did you take you a while to get back to sleep after the heat came on?
I was up until at least 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. And you know me, I'm a guy. I go to bed at 10. I get up at 6.
Right.
I went downstairs. The greatest sound was turning on the TV,
mm-hmm.
and the TiVo says, powering up, almost there.
TiVo does the little tease.
Almost ready. And you know how it's got the little thing on the bottom that says, gathering information from satellite, 40% complete, almost there.
Almost there.
Exactly. Almost there. Oh, and it was there, and it was, oh, glorious. I don't even know what I was. I was watching some Conan O'Brien rerun, but it was just.
It was great. It was the best rerun
ever.
It was
the magic
box. It was the magic glow of the TV.
Oh, my God. I could never be without TV again. I mean, I could live with the cold.
Right.
I can live with the all the other crap,
mm-hmm.
but oh God, I need that TV.
I know.
And right after the show, I'm going to go and I'm going to buy as many goddamn D batteries as I can.
Do you know, we used to joke about it. I think one time I gave you one of those like Honda gas power generator things, but they make a real big push for those big ones now that you put outside of your house.
Right.
I mean, that really just kick on automatically when the power goes up. I'm half a mind to get one of those.
No, I wouldn't, because one of my neighbors does have one.
Right.
And God damn it, especially you can tell, well, not like everything is so super loud anyway, but on a day like yesterday when no one in my neighborhood had power,
mm-hmm.
all you could hear, as the Who would see for miles and miles and miles, was this guy's goddamn generator.
That really ticked you off.
And, yeah, and
having
and
no power.
I'm talking, this guy is six houses away.
Right.
I'm inside my house with all the doors shut.
Right.
And after the DVD and everything went out of power, this is all I can hear.
You have no power, but you could hear his.
And I would go to the front door to let the dogs out, and it was like this. And it might as well just have been, I've got power.
I've got power. I'm watching TV. I was in the Home Depot, and I saw one that's like this, you know, this, you know, almost looks like a heat pump. And you sit it down outside your house, mm-hmm. and it comes on automatically. You know, with all the weather we get to, it seems like more severe weather in the whole country. I don't know. It might be a good investment.
All right. So that's it. I'm out. I'm done. Now, Mike, when
yes,
I come back.
Right.
I would like to I have questions for you.
Okay.
About why your weekend was bad.
Mm-hmm.
About why you, about your work schedule.
Mm-hmm. My work schedule.
Why it is you only work half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some other things.
Yeah, that was the high point. That was the high point of my weekend when my daughter said that.
You did not have a good weekend with the ladies?
I had a rough time. You know, it all stemmed from the way the weekend was set up.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, rare is the time that I try to really do right by my kids because I don't get them all the time. And when you're a part-time dad, you do the very best you can. This was this was just, on many levels, a very, very tough weekend. They got over it. I, you know, but and I did a few things to make it better.
Good.
But in general, by the at the end of the weekend, I was tapped. Mm-hmm. I was tapped out, and I was feeling so pretty and so put upon. I really, really was. I was very, very upset. And the high point came in the middle of Dick's, when the sporting goods place, when Catherine and I
what
had a little exchange.
What are you talking about? A meeting here at the station.
Where, you know, I'm trying, because they are now 10 and 8, I'm trying to whip them into shape a little bit more as far as, you know, picking up and cleaning up their room and doing their chores.
Okay, can we just...
Absolutely.
We'll pick this up at Dick.
Yeah.
When we come right back.
Absolutely.
And,
and hey, look at that. We're, you know, we're practically halfway through our half day. Our half day of work.
Uh-huh.
Not quite. Not quite yet.
That's something that was said to Mike.
Gotcha. By my oldest.
Uh-huh.
At a particular time when I just felt like I was...
Child.
I was done.
Out of the mouth.
I was dung, man.
You know, and again, I'll ask you this when
And you know, really, in
back.
Fairness, I, what's that?
I'll ask you this when we come back.
Okay, and I'll answer.
Where's she hearing that? Okay, we'll be right back. We'll be right
back.
It's
the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my baseball?
Yeah, I seen it. You see that girl over there? She has it. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my... Lena?
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Dedicate that to Joe.
I'm on my second bear.
Oh, my God. Another week. We're going to talk about your weekend.
Yes.
I think you should get the Joe update along with everybody.
Absolutely. Cameron Joe. Came in. I was on the telephone during the break. He patted me on the back. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
So he comes in to the studio, Cameron, whatever his title is now.
Operations.
You know, wiper. Head wiper. Anyway, Jimmy said, do you want to... He said, I spoke to Joe.
Ah.
He said, fantastic. What the hell's going on? He said, he's pissed about Friday.
Okay.
That's it. That Joe... I don't know what went down Friday, but it was something on this show, mm-hmm. and whatever right. it was... Joe's decided he needs some time.
Okay.
Now, being as Joe didn't have the well, balls...
I let our listeners decide.
No, Mike, listen. Forget about it.
I don't know what went down on Friday.
Nothing went down. Nothing went down. I'm going to say this to Joe now, because I know he's got to be listening. Joe, I cannot get you fired. I do not have the power to hire nor fire. I love you, Joe, and I've always thought you're a good employee, and I've always thought you've gotten it. If you don't get your ass back in here to work tomorrow, or call, even better, call today, but if you're not here tomorrow, that position will be filled by somebody else. That's as simple as it is. What? You got your feelings hurt?
Jesus Christ.
Kiss my ass. If that is true, which is what Cameron just said, came down and said... It's no family emergency. It's nothing else. Joe's just had it. Well, kiss my ass then, Joe.
You know, I can only say this.
If that's the case, then kiss my ass. And excuse me for 1 second, Mike.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know.
Joe, who gave you a job, Joe, when the junkies thought you retarded? Who gave you a job? I did, Joe. Joe, when you go out and you do stuff, who tells you you did good? I did. I do. Have I ever forgotten your birthday? Have I ever forgotten your Christmas? Do I ever not say thank you? I'm talking just about from me to Joe. Mm-hmm. Do I ever do any of that? Do I help you with your dumb website and all the stuff that you want to get involved with? So I don't care if I'm talking to Joe now. I don't care if you're mad at Mike. Jesus Christ, get over it, you pussy. Or just don't come, you know. Like I said, I can't hire and fire. But my thought is, you're not here today because you got your pussy feelings hurt on the air on the air on Friday? Get out of here. Just go. Just leave. This is not a show for crying losers. Unless, of course, you can spin the tales in such a way that people enjoy hearing them. You can't. And I don't want you feeling guilty about this, please.
I don't feel guilty about it. Trust me. Don't worry about that. Can I say something now about this?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I said here is that everything was done on the air. And it was done on the air. And the reason it was done on the air was because of the problems that I was jokingly, in a lighthearted way, trying to cover from. Rob, I need your help here.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Because, you know, the fact is, Rob, you were over here with me. And Rob and I probably during the course of that show looked at each other, I'd say three or four times, where we just kind of glanced and went, oh, boy. And the whole reason for the bullhorn and for everything else was because we were trying to work it out.
I heard that. That was funny. Come on.
And I'm sitting here saying, you're mad at who? Because who you should be mad at, and what I thought maybe you were a little mad at yourself.
Yeah.
But if you leave a show because you're mad and your feelings were hurt, I got news for you. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, there's not one of us that has ever done this show that has not left this air studio on one day or another with their feelings hurt a little
bit. Oh, I did.
It happens to everybody.
I did. I even walked out one day right after Frida died.
Oh,
that's right.
Excuse me.
You know what I mean.
Gee. Mm. Oh, that's right. Well, that would be the one example.
But here's the thing.
But you know what? Seriously, Mike, we've all done that.
None of us has ever decided just to take time off and not come into work.
Right.
Because we're pissed about something that was done on the air. Which is why I brought up this behind-the-scenes stuff with Joe. Which is why more and more I'm finding... Step away. I don't want to look at you when I'm saying this, Rob, because I like you. I'm finding that all of the people, present company excluded, it does no good to treat people decently. Listen, I don't mind being the guy on the show who's the ass, okay? Everybody goes, oh, yeah, you're such an ass, you're such an ass, you're such an ass. In real life, I'm not an ass. And to Joe and Mike, it's not a contest to see who can do...
No, but I mean, to be honest with you, you've been very good to Joe.
I'm telling you the freaking truth about this guy. This bastard, I say that lovingly. I've been nothing but supportive to him. Tell him when he does a good job. Tell him off the air, hey, when I call you a retard, I'm only... You know, you can say anything back you want to me. I've had a good dialogue. Coming back now from a couple of days off because of this car wreck, and this is what you leave me with, Joe? Take Mike out of it, take Buzz out of it, take Rob, take everybody out of it. This is it? You're going to leave me one guy down because you got your feelings hurt? Why don't you just be a man and quit? Just be a friggin' man and quit. Because I can't fire you. But I can't request that you be reassigned. How do you think he would like running Bill O'Reilly? He'd be a good board op for Bill O'Reilly. And Joe, if I'm wrong about any of this, call in at any time.
Yeah,
put you live on the radio.
I'd love to hear that.
Your goddamn low-life phone screener. Let's face it, that's your lot in life. I was happy with your job. You are happy with your job. If there are things that had built up before Friday, it's on you, Joe. It ain't on me. Because the last I remember, all I get from you is supportive emails saying how much you love me and how much you hope I come back and how you hope everything works out for me and how great it is working on the show and how proud you are to work on the show. So what, one day you get your balls busted and you quit or don't come in?
Well, I think I understand why he did what he did. I think that it, and I said this to Buzz during one of the breaks, I think it's real easy to, you know, perhaps express frustration over the way he's portrayed on the air, and he picks this time because he doesn't have the balls to confront you on it.
Well, listen, Joe, you should know this.
I mean, that's the way I look at it.
I'm talking
because everything I did was right out there for everybody to hear. I mean, there's nothing I said to the guy during the off-air time here.
Joe, take it from someone who's done it. You want to make a threat? Don't make a threat that you don't have the balls to back up. Okay? You're not here today, which indicates to me you have quit. There is no family emergency. You're mad about something that happened on the show on Friday. Christ.
You know, and I'm...
Get lost!
But I'm...
Get freaking lost!
And I'm thinking, really, besides, even on the air, Buzz, besides the bullhorn, what the hell else was there?
Nothing else. Nothing that hasn't been mentioned
nothing
here.
I mean, really, nothing. And the bullhorn was a joke.
That was a comedy relief valve.
The bullhorn was a joke to compensate for the dead air. Period.
Excuse me for having you out to my house a couple of weeks ago, Joe, with all the other guys, you know, to play poker and have a good time. You know, and everything. Because you're such a freaking retard. Do you understand what I'm saying? The double-edged sword. Yes, he's a retard on the radio, but I made the mistake again. I made the freaking mistake of feeling emotional about these people and thinking that they gave half an S the way that I give half an S. Joe, you failed. Screw you. screw you. Let them reassign you. I'll take that creep with the thing in his ear. Teach him how to answer the phones.
Yeah. Hello.
Don. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hello. You guys really need Joe. He makes the show.
Yeah, he's a major part of our success. Now, listen, we love Joe on the show, but he don't make this show, man.
No, and I know what he's doing.
Hey,
and,
Joe. Bad call on his part. In your hand.
What?
Hey, Joe. I'm going to sit down and Mike.
What's he doing?
He's singing Hey, Joe, the song.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. All right, get out of here. Would you get out of here? I'm trying to get mad. Making me laugh. Hello. Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Okay.
Great. I'd like to read you a piece I wrote for my wife for Valentine's Day, if I could, please. May I do that?
If it's not too long,
sure.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
Thank you. This is for my Melody, and I'm a friend of Tom Gavin's. Yes, I'm not a retard. No, I'm not a retard. Okay, listen carefully. Don, emerging from seemingly out of nowhere on a warm and humid...
Right.
So didn't
wow.
Shoot him. Didn't shoot him.
Wowzy woo woo.
Didn't hit him with the telephone.
No, just stunned him.
Simply tasered him.
Mm-hmm.
Simply tasered him. All right, well, we need a phone screener. We need a phone screener. I mean, I'm sorry to be a hard ass about this, but that's it. But your pussy feelings are hurt? Why don't we whip up one of those great corporate memos that says Joe's not allowed the building anymore? I'm serious.
Get his key.
You pussy. You stupid, dumb, hippie pussy. Joe, I guess you forget when you used to work for the Junkies, and they would spend the first 10 minutes of their show every night tooling on you, and seriously tooling on you. And I guess you forgot how, when we hired you, you said, thank you for hiring me. You know, thank you very much. It's so nice to be appreciated. I guess you forgot all that now, Joe. Just here on Monday, doing the show with head wounds, without you, Joe. You dick. You dumb dick. Call. Call in and defend yourself. If I'm wrong, I will eat crow. If you call in and say you have some legitimate emergency, you're off the hook. But the wiper, Cameron... The operations wiper, the OW, just came down and said, you spoke to him on the phone and said, specifically, you're not here because your feelings were hurt on Friday's show.
Wow.
Well, I say to that, goodbye. Joe. We hardly knew ye, Joe.
I don't know how to feel about this. I really don't. I really don't because I really, Rob, in a weird way, and I'm sure you feel a little bit like this, I feel kind of thrown under the bus here. Mm-hmm. And obviously the bus driver is a little aware of the situation.
Here I am with a massive head wound. I can't even wear my cowl.
Right.
I'm doing the show. I'm here at work. You ass.
I got
And you know what? Nothing.
I want my little red wagon.
Nothing was said to the guy. Off the air.
And listen, tell John that I wouldn't mind talking to people about it, but Christ, everybody's going to drive me nuts today. John has to answer. Joe, do you see what you've done? John has to answer the phones now because you're not here. John's not experienced answering the phones, which is why I've got 8 goddamn people on the phone who all say they want Joe's job. Well, yeah, that's right, stupid. We're going to take those calls. From idiot listeners who want Joe's job. That's good and constructive. You know, I'd like somebody give me some feedback on Friday. You know,
I'd love that. Would love that.
I wasn't here. I didn't hear it.
I would. Nothing would delight me.
I heard the first hour of the show. I participated in part of it from home. I heard what Mike did with the bullhorn. I thought it was goddamn funny. I swear to God, I thought it was funny. I ain't blowing smoke up Mike's ass.
I'd like, but you know what? I don't have the ability to sit here and say
you know, what was it? Was it one thing or the other?
No.
But the thing, I can't think of it. And if I had even had a conversation about the dead air that we were experiencing and the technical problems we were experiencing, if I'd had one thing to say to him, I would have. The only thing I said was positive.
Yeah. Hello, Donna, Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I just wanted to tell Mike I listened to your show religiously, and I think you made more fun of Joe after the Rolling Stones concert than he did on Friday, so you shouldn't feel bad at all.
I don't feel bad. I feel angry. I feel really, really angry. I'm really, really pissed off. I feel as though I've been used in this situation. Obviously, as we can all tell, it has backfired, but it still doesn't change the fact that I'm being used here. I'm being played. And you know what? At the end of the day, no matter how this plays out, I'm not going to forget the fact that I was played on this, and it's not a good feeling. He's done that. He's done that for a couple of years.
You know, nice,
and
Joe.
It pisses me off.
Joe.
You know, he's the only guy on the show that does that, too.
No, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do.
Everybody. Everybody does it.
No. God damn.
You know, it's really.
If he only knew, seriously, if he only knew, every time there is a regime change here, mm-hmm. and I swear on Frida's grave, the first thing they say, who's this Hardinger guy? Why do you got to have a phone screener? Why, even if it's minimum wage, whatever it is he's making,
mm-hmm.
why you got to have him? Or Hughes has never gotten him. What do you put Joe on the air for? What is Joe's job? I mean, Joe, you asked, do you have any idea how many times I've had to go in there and validate your being on this show? Call now. If I'm wrong, if Mike's wrong, if anybody's wrong, call. Dick. Friggin' dick. Here's a drunk email, 2 a.m. Saturday. If you don't show up, I won't either. I love you, but enough is enough. Well, here's my return. You didn't show up. I did. I love you too, but enough is enough. You're fired from this show. Let them reassign your ass. All we got now is 8,000 people saying that you didn't do anything wrong, Mike. Hello. Donna, Mike show. Hello?
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
What?
Mike. Hey, you didn't do anything wrong, man. That was a great show on Friday.
I just don't get this. I mean, I really, you know what, you know, you hear it, it's an overused thing, you hear the cry for help, but I mean, is there something else going on that is covering for?
You better stand up and call.
I mean, really,
now.
Because you know what, maybe we're not clear. I mean, I am receptive to that.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Don, you are not my girlfriend.
Hold on, are you trying to make a joke about my Steeler friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, taser!
Just as well.
Taser.
Jesus.
I had a taser. Still no word from Joe.
What? You know me. Slow burn.
Hope you enjoy this, Joe. This will be your last moment on the show. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi there. You did nothing wrong on Friday. Actually, it was quite funny on the bullhorn because Joe was still asleep. I mean, he would be yelling into the bullhorn, and then Joe was... It took him like 2 minutes to come alive.
Well, you know, the bottom line is it was done the way it was done. And you know what? That's everybody gets that on the show.
Right.
Nobody means anything by that. And this is just... I'm astonished. I'm absolutely astonished that is... The reason he's giving Cameron, and I don't buy it, frankly. I think I mean, who knows? But, I mean, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous.
It was the bullhorn or whatever. It was a lighthearted way. We both tried to deal with it lighthearted.
Yeah, do you want the real evaluation of him? I mean, the real bottom line, because I could give you that, too.
Yeah.
And that's not pretty. He was, I mean, really, it was all, Rob and I have done this show a number of times when you haven't been here. And Rob ran the board for a chunk of time when you weren't here, after Frida. And the fact is, yesterday, of all the times that we've had a different configuration
Friday,
in here,
yeah.
It was goddamn tough. And I'm not saying, but I didn't say anything to him off the air. I made a joke about it on the air because you know what? I know what the equipment's like in here, and I know that sometimes it's tough. And I also know that you run a very tight board, and it's difficult to duplicate that.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it before, and we haven't had any problems. And I've given him his props before.
Sure.
All right, we'll screw him.
I don't understand.
understand. And that's what's making me mad. That's what's making me mad. As each minute goes by, I slowly but surely don't understand what the hell's going on.
It's frustrating.
It really is.
We're going to go to break. And will we go to break? Buzz?
Yes.
Please call. I know you don't like getting involved.
No, I have, actually. I called his home and his cell phone. I've sent him an email as well.
Call and email him one more time during this break.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a BS radio stunt. Last chance. Right. I mean, really, this is it. Joe calls during the commercials or when we get back on the air if he wants to have it in front of everybody. Otherwise, we're going to pack up his stuff. I'm going to pull a Sam and Fran on him. I'm going to pull a Sam and Fran on him. Just like my mommy and daddy did to me, my adoptive parents.
Yeah, you can't fire here, but you can certainly reassign here.
Right. What we'll do is take all of his stuff from that desk. Oh, Christ, you ass. You stupid ass. Do you know how many people, I mean, really, the small details.
Mm.
Do you know how many people wanted the desk that Joe finally got? Do you have any idea how many people I had to talk to seriously in this company, in this building, about other people who needed a desk? And why is it important for Joe to have a desk? And finally I said, because the guy wants to feel like he's a part of things. Because the guy wants to put a picture of his dog up. He wants to put his stupid Fritos somewhere. Let him have a goddamn desk. Really glad that I wasted hours arguing that for you, Joe. And that's just small. That's one of the small things. You know, Jesus Christ, and you're not here. F you. Or call in. Call in. Either call in or F you. Forever. Forever. All right, Buzz.
I'll make the call.
Okay, we'll be back. Right here. Joe. Oh, and I'll take that out of the machine so friggin' fast. Your head will spin. Your head will spin. But do you think I couldn't go down to Paul the Sixth and find some shaggy guy from the Scooby-Doo van to do your job? You thankless prick. I'm serious. Just can't make it. Just can't do it. Just can't handle it. Great. You'll have lots more time for eating chicken, you big dummy. Now, again, if anything I've said is wrong, please, Joe, call in.
I welcome it. I would welcome the opportunity.
That would be good.
But, Buzz, please.
And you know what? I think, really, with that said, he wants to call in, give his side of things. That's fine. Give him all the time he needs to do that.
Yeah, and not our BS.
And I mean, I won't interrupt him. I will sit here and take it.
Not our BS where we say, you're saying, and
no
we hang up on you.
Right,
no.
We'll make it clear to him.
But Joe.
I want to hear if that's all, because I'd like to know, really,
Joe,
if that's all there is.
You make it happen now, or seriously, you're off the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Goodbye. Take a picture off the website. Find someone else to answer our phones. Our life, as Celine Dion sings, "We Will Go On," or whatever song it is that she sings.
My heart will go on.
Thank you. The Titanic song.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You bastard. Oh, you bastard. You bastard. You bastard. You bastard. Don't even make me think about how many times I said keep the change. Christ. Don't worry about it, Joe. Keep the change. No, I make more than you. Don't want to keep it, Joe. Come on, you're worth it, Joe. Oh, I guess you're forgetting the times I just spiffed you out of my pocket. I thought you did an extra good job. You dick. Like all the rest. You're just like the other person that I can't talk about. You're just as bad as that person, Joe. Except at least that person had a ball. Keep hiding at home. Are you listening? Are you enjoying this, Joe? Your last bit of notoriety on the Don and Mike show?
I wonder if he is. I seriously wonder if he is.
So what about those many emails you sent me that these have been the happiest years of your life? How proud you are to work on this show. How much it means to you to be a part of the show. How much you like participating in the show. Thank you for sending me out and letting me do stuff. I'm so happy to do stuff. Mark hurt my feelings.
Do you know what my mistake was? I'm beginning to realize it. Remember when I said that? I said, hey, don't you know, we're just having fun. Huh? Don't worry about it. That made up that might with a guy like that. That might be my mistake.
Huh.
And I should have just said
screw it
because I didn't need to say that, Buzz. Because everybody on the show knows
Mike,
that.
Here's the thing. I've told him that before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it to Rob.
Yeah.
I swear on Frieda's grave, I will say to Rob something like on the air, shut up, step away. Right. You know, I'll say to Rob, we go to break, I say, hey, you know I didn't mean that. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm. Do I or not?
Yes, you do all the time. You don't need to, but you do.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding this time.
I'm not kidding you this time.
Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere is a real hero of mine. Sting. Sting will be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
The Don and Mike Show. They like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
Well, Buzzy, did you make a call?
I did make the call.
Make any emails?
No additional emails. I've sent him one already.
Nothing back?
No response. No reply at all.
And
well, I got a little, I went up to the, what is this title here? Cameron's office?
The Operation Wiper.
Yes, went up to the Operation Wiper's office, and Cameron, I said, is there anything more? Did he say anything else? And the only thing that I got out of the conversation was during the conversation about Friday, he said, Joe said to Cameron, I can't work with O'Mara. Now, that's a first for me. In the years I've been doing, I believe that
I've said it thousands of times.
So that is it. Now, I'd like to point out
that... You're asking me that Cameron said that.
Seriously... During the course of, you know, I say hello, I say, you know, so I guess this is all about Friday's show. When I was, when I spent the entire show lambasting him, I guess that's it.
Well,
but I can't work with O'Mara was the way it was put to Cameron up there, and this is, you know. Now I welcome any insight. When he talks to you out there in Smoker's Corner,
that hurts my ribs.
Does he ever say, "Hey, what's he doing?" Or say, "Has there ever been any clue that he is filled with this hatred for me?"
No, we didn't even converse on Friday. Like I said, my only contact with him was seeing him through this glass, smiling.
There was a time months and months ago where I said something to Joe. I don't even remember what it was about. A long time, years ago, I think, a couple of years ago. And he said, I don't care what you think. And I got a little inclination that there are certain people that deal with Don and I that don't really get it, that will always kind of treat us a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's thinking that, the only way I can say he's getting between you and me on this, and that's what he thought he was going to do, and that ain't going to work. It's just like somebody trying to, you know, get down on you and get between me and you. It's not going
to
work.
No, I mean, what a pussy thing to say to Cameron. I mean, that's an even better.
And not even contact me, not say a word
to me
about it.
That's a better new twist. I can't work with O'Mara.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Half the show.
Well, I think in return, you should say that you can no longer work with Ardinger. Why not play the game?
Perhaps he'll be able to work with O'Mara after a week off.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So, I mean, as I said before, this is me being thrown under the bus here. And it's personal. It's personal. Although nothing that I had said to him on the show was in any way personal. And I even backed it up by saying it to him during a commercial break right before we all got out of here on Friday. And you know what? Everything else, the conversations we had, were all on the air. And I leave that out there for everybody to say.
Sure.
Don't even kid. I am so pissed off right now.
What'd you do to that boy?
That's what he wanted.
Don and Mike show.
That's what he wanted.
Like, what did he think? I'm going to do a commercial.
You know what he wanted? He wanted you to say, hey, man, what happened? What did you do to him?
Mike.
It all stems back to Mike not letting him into his cafe that time.
I swear to God. That's when it really went. Is that not where it went south?
Hold on, that really does.
Yeah, that could be the
really does hurt when I really do laugh.
Yeah,
all right,
don't do that.
I just remember that.
And it wasn't me not letting him in. It's the
bouncer
that we forgot.
No,
yeah, the bouncer guy didn't know.
Forget it. I'm halfway home. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Mike. Mike is Don's bitch. He did the
whole thing on Friday. He said Don would say this, and it's, you know.
Hold on.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You haven't made a single clear statement.
Try to make a point, sir.
My point is...
You're talking about me, so you can talk to me directly.
I'm talking to Mike here.
Okay, Mike, you're Don's bitch from the standpoint...
You said that a second time. I'd like you to elaborate on the point.
I went bullhorn a couple of times. You sat there when I know Don told me to do this, so I got to do that. You kiss his butt every show.
What does that have to do with the...
I thought you guys were moving tonight, anyway.
What does that have to do with the discussion of Joe Arden?
Hold on, do you believe that I called Mike and... I mean, I endorsed the bullhorn. Yes, but that was very funny. What, you think I called Mike and said, yell at Joe with a bullhorn?
Mike said that on the radio. He said, yeah.
No, I said that. No, I said, I believe, saying on the bullhorn, if you want to be specific, that Don and said we're taking you out of content. And that's what I said on the bullhorn. But no... the other part about the bullhorn, you know, although it was no real work of genius, the bullhorn was my idea.
Excellent. Great idea.
Oh, I thought it was. Now, do me a favor. Would you please open your mouth and say ah? Yeah, go ahead. Laugh, ass.
Ass.
Is that the first one today? Is that the first dead body?
Everybody
they've all
else?
Been tasered up until that point.
It's a good choice.
Tasered?
We have a lot of groggy bodies that are starting to come around.
Yeah.
But that's the first
death. That's the first death.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Because as you know, Mike, you're my bitch. And I called you before the show.
Yes.
With my head wound said, Mike, I think a bitching idea today would be yell at Joe using the megaphone.
That is a great idea. And then you said, thanks a lot. Get right to it. I said, I'm your bitch. And then I hung up. That's what it is.
Who's my bitch? You said, I am my dad.
Right. Always. That's when you say it like that, when those conversations, when they go with who's your bitch, I go always. And then it's just a nice little exchange that I always enjoy.
Because that's how intricate the show is. Mm-hmm. And I called Mike when I was away after the car accident. And Mike goes, today, killer bit, yell at Joe with the bullhorn.
And really the ultimate high compliment that I can get from Don. The bottom line, that's what I was looking for over the weekend when I called him. If he really likes something, he will say the three words that really make me happy. That's my bitch.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello, Don.
You feel proud. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah. Hello.
I do. I love that.
Don, how you doing?
Okay, we're doing great.
Hey, I'm like, somebody's got to stick up for Joe. Mike was being a dick.
Okay.
All right. Now, again,
I welcome your commentary.
Please cite an example, and let's use that as a barometer with other things that have been said by myself.
I'm looking
others.
Forward to hearing this.
Well, my thing is that he's snapping on.
No. Don't say he. Say it to me. You're talking
All
to
right.
me.
All right. All right. You were snapping on Buzz. Then you started snapping on Joe.
Right.
Now,
what are the examples of
like
that?
You had your little period going on there.
What are the examples of that?
It's just the way you were acting towards.
No, that, I mean, but we did a long 4-hour show, but I'm asking, you know, I said a lot of things. What specifically are you talking about?
I don't remember specifically what you
said. Oh, you don't remember specifically? You're a dumbass. There you go. You can't remember. You're a dumbass.
Mike, you weren't being a dick.
I was being a dick. You know what? We're all dicks on this show. It happens all the time. I'm asking you, what was so unusual about it? Give me an example.
Mara Buzz might not come in because you're being a dick to him.
Buzz is looking at me.
I recall no such thing.
I don't remember being a dick to you.
No, I don't remember being dicked.
Feels pretty good for one time, not being the biggest dick.
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
But.
Well, come on. Give me the words. Come on. If you're happy, come on, please.
Who's my...
No, that's...
That's my bitch.
Yeah!
That's my
there
bitch.
It is.
That's
there
my
it
bitch.
Is.
Oh, my bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Hello there. Not in my show. Hello.
Hello, guys. It's David Howard here. The reason
now, there's a guy that's got a legitimate gripe, right?
Hello, Don.
He has a legitimate gripe.
He said he couldn't work with America.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oops, I'm sorry. Hello, you are on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, I think he's mad just like I am because you won't shove your finger in.
Jesus. Got him. Your finger got
him. You got him. I didn't get him.
It was a lack of attention.
We tried to get him the other day.
Your finger guy.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I couldn't be happier about this podcast happening.
Of course,
his phone was breaking up
and said something about he couldn't be happier.
Oh, come on now.
Hello?
Tom?
Hey, guys.
Tom, you can't have the job.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
No, Tom.
Why?
No, you can't.
I can't work with you, Tom.
Why?
Because Mike can't work with you.
Mike?
No, Tom, I'd love to work with you, but perhaps some other time.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
Hey, Don?
Tom, you've never heard this before.
What?
I mean this.
What?
You are overqualified.
What does that mean?
It's very good. Tell somebody what it means. Remember, tell somebody we said you were overqualified.
Overqualified.
It's a good thing, really.
It is a good thing.
Job. It's a very good thing.
Well, we've got a break,
uh-huh.
And I think we have our answer now. We're walking on air.
Mm-hmm.
We have no longer the world's oldest phone screener.
I am so sorry to have driven somebody away from this show.
And
because of my constant daily harping on him and being cruel to him.
I keep telling you, Mike. I keep telling you. You know, you treat people with a little respect.
I know.
And you'll be surprised how fast it comes back your way.
Look, we all can't do it. We all can't do it.
That's right.
I've always told you.
It's nice to be important.
But it's more important to be nice. How many times have I told you it's a gift?
Let a smile be what?
My handshake. You do that. I'm staying just the way I am.
And don't forget, everybody, if you see Kay Ballard, you tell her to have a happy day.
Right.
From the Don and Mike Show.
Man, I can't work with Norman. I can't work with Norman. I really can't.
I got news for you. If those are the parameters, to use a Joe word,
mm-hmm.
Let me just say, I've never been able to work with Hughes.
So based on that...
I should have been out of here 2 years ago.
We can all leave.
Right. Screw him. Okay, well, we'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Most of us will.
Oh, come on now. Don't fret.
I won't fret.
But your arms are folded.
I'm pissed.
Don't be pissed.
I can't. I'll get over it.
Arms of the side.
It'll take a while. This is the first in my career. And my career, you know, BD also. I mean, when I was a program director, I fired guys, but it was never, you know, I can't work with you.
Can't work with you. All right. Yeah. Well, would you like a couple of minutes to get your thoughts together about Joe?
Yeah, let me do that right now.
Because I really do think that, as much as I know no one will believe me on this, come tomorrow, I would like to just move past this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for instance, because of Joe today, we never did get to hear about Mike's caught kids telling him he only works half a day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... I didn't get to tell you about my kids, and we didn't call Dick Van Patten. And I
want to call Dick Van Patten because I want to give him a compliment. A really legitimate, non-blowing smoke compliment about his dog food.
Well, all of that we'll have to do tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget the goddamn Olympics. You know, who gives a rat? Hey, Joe, there's good news.
Hey, I want to tell you something about
that. You'll now be able to watch the Olympics all the time. You won't miss a second of the Olympics, Joe.
I have something to tell you about the Olympics. I don't think the good stuff has started yet. There you go. There's my defense of the Olympics today.
Let us know.
The good stuff hasn't started yet.
When it does.
Yeah.
Torino. Not even the name of the town. You know what that's like? That's like having the Olympics in Detroit and saying we're having them in Firebird, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We're having them in Camaro, Michigan.
Right.
We are having them in Skylark, Michigan.
Uh-huh. It all sounds better than Detroit.
Then they would have to say it's in Grand Torino. The beautiful Grand
like
Torino.
Before. Well, I could argue with both of you guys, but who's your bitch?
We got a break. Rob?
Yes?
Really, I can't work with Buzz.
I understand. Elston?
I love Mike. Yeah. I really can't work with Buzz.
Mike. Call him Elston.
Mike.
Yeah, Buzz.
I can't work with Rob.
Rob?
Yes?
I can't work with Cameron.
Mike?
Don.
F you, Joe.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Remember, gang, he's still Chevy Chase, and you're not. Now at number 30, a high-flying television ad that landed big during that Patriots-Rams Super Bowl 4 years ago, the Patriots' first Super Bowl win. One of my favorites.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life. Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go.
Joe. Right. Ryan Seacrest. What say you? That was not Ryan Seacrest.
Warning may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
Try that one.
They kept on coming. And they kept on sucking.
Yeah.
That's Ryan Seacrest, not that.
Radio Jogger Nuts, Don and Mike.
Okay.
I like that sound.
Mike.
Don.
Buzz.
Yes.
No, negative. Do it like Mike did. I go. Mike.
Don.
Buzz.
Don.
Rob.
Don.
Buzz.
Don.
Rob.
Don.
At some point, somebody threw it to somebody else. Mike.
Buzz. Rob.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Rob.
Buzz.
Don.
Joe.
Winner!
Winner!
I won the game.
You did. That's how you win it. Incidentally, I'm fine, for anybody that cares. But Charlie Stuang Stabilak has a new best friend.
Who's that?
John Normand.
Really? How they get along?
We'll see in the coming weeks when we get him in the studio.
All right.
To try to fix stuff.
Yeah. You know, come on, he's a freaking phone screener. Good luck to him. Goodbye. He named you, Mike. Is there anything you wanted to say? Because really, when we get to tomorrow's show, or even once we get past this break,
right.
That's it. Joe, like all of those that have done something to us, will be wiped from our memory banks.
Joe, I don't doubt that this week or whatever, at some point, you're going to probably send an email or make a phone call to Don, probably to Buzz, and you won't contact me. I would love you to contact me personally, because I'd love to know what's inside your head, because I have no earthly idea what's really going on, and nobody's helping me with it because nobody else does either. So, you know, I like closure on everything, and I'd love to know exactly what it was, what it's really all about. And you know what? Pull no punches. I will take whatever you have to say, and it won't bother me in the least. You know, it won't. I will listen, and, you know, that's it. I can't change the circumstances that you've made for yourself on this particular radio show, and even if things were to change, I still would love to know what's going on. That's it. That's all I really have to say.
Fair enough. You don't have anything bad to say about him or anything?
Everything I've said bad about him, I've said on the radio, over a bullhorn, and made jokes about it, and talked about the fact that, you know, he's this, he's that. But everything that I've said, you know, is what's been said on the air. There are no hidden agendas.
No.
You know, other than me just nodding my head and kind of going, yes, siree. No problem at all. I mean, I've watched as Joe over the years has, what did he make his last stand on where he didn't want to do something for the show? And, you know, you'd get upset.
Tape recorder at the Stone Show in D.C.
Oh, that's right. He was going on his own time.
Yeah, you know, I paid for it.
Oh, he wanted to be paid for it. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. That's right, Joe. We'll pay you for it.
But really, I guess the only word that I feel right now, and if it is word, maybe it's a hyphenated word, blindsided. I feel a little blindsided by this.
All right, well then.
And I'd love to hear from him. I mean, and I will not bite his head off at all. I will talk to the guy and find out, because I'd love to know what was inside of his head. Am I pissed off like you're pissed off because of the show and because of the lack of loyalty to the show? Absolutely.
Joe, if it means anything.
But since my name's brought into this, I take a step backward. I really do.
Let me just say, Joe, from now on, in my Rolodex, you'll be listed under B. Joe Broyhill. okay? That pretty much says it all. Oof. Yeah. JB. Woof. Woof. There you go. You guys can get together and have like a support meeting for each other.
Oh, also one last thing. Not that I hate to pile on.
I knew there would be. What's that, Mike?
Until further notice, banned from the restaurant. Thank you.
Who, Joe Broyhill?
Yeah. And that name will be, I will put it up on the list. There you go. Jesus. Wow.
You know what you should do? Do it like when someone writes a bad check.
Yeah.
You ever seen that when you got someone checking, like, they're writing real big letters, like, do not accept checks from Rob Spiewak, and then they put the check there like someone wrote for 14 cents or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we're beating a dead horse here, but is there anybody in these two rooms here that has ever been exempt from a little ball busting?
No.
No.
I mean, really? I mean, I don't know about you when you go home at night, Don, or when I go home.
Ball busting.
There it is. Yeah. I mean, occasionally, I am 100 times more concerned when I call you at home and you're not doing well than I am for anything that's said on this show. And I've always been that way. It's much more important to me how somebody's doing off air than any of the crap that spews out of the radio, because I know the reality that it's based on. What we do is we do an act.
I only care about what comes out of the radio. Exactly. All of you people, you mean nothing to me. No, well, the truth is, you people do. It's the other people, you know. The Joes of the world. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying nothing.
JB. Yeah. You know what I like most, Joe? What I admire most in a person is loyalty. There's a lot of things you can say about me. I'm self-centered. I'm a prick. I'm a big mouth. I'm a jackass. I'm a know-it-all. I'm ugly. I'm bald. I'm a retard. You know what I am? I'm like a dog. I'm freaking loyal.
Fiercely loyal.
I'm as loyal as the day is long. And that's a trait I admire in others.
I know.
Amen.
Too bad for you, Joe. Little Joe. Not a Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods. How's it going?
Hey, great. We got to find a new phone screener. And before all of you BM eaters on the phone start calling, we're just going to have to, like, you know, what am I saying? We're going to have to hire a professional.
Right.
I mean, we're just going to have to find some young entry-level.
I'll call the union.
Find some young entry-level position. Like, this will never happen, but like, if there was a balanced Lutard out there, and trust me, Mike.
No, I know what you're talking about. But
I mean, if there was somebody out there that loved radio and would like to learn about radio, some young guy or gal, I wouldn't be opposed to having a chick do it. What are you doing?
Oh.
Acne face.
What's his name?
No.
Kevin.
Too distracted.
Just a thought.
No, got to be a little more together. Mike, you got to have some pubic hair.
But so make funnable.
Oh, you're looking for material.
Need that. Yeah, I know.
Well, even now, if we spit them out after a couple of weeks.
Don't you see what you did to this one, though?
Yeah. See?
Look what you did to this one.
Yeah, I'll spit them out.
Took 6 years,
though. God damn it. Can you tell me, can you give me some advice? Can you give me some advice? How do I become less harsh?
Mike, take it from what? It's worked for me my whole life. Run with it.
Yeah.
Run with it.
Embrace
it. And I don't mean this as a put down. For the first time, among many people that work here and listening, you're going to be thought of as a dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Run with it.
Cherish
it. Run, it's not.
Embrace it.
Yeah, uh-huh. I can't tell you how many times I'm jealous of
I'm
you.
I'm working on it more.
Mike's the one that everybody likes. Mike's the nice one. Mike's the funny one. Mike's the good one. Mike's the one that does everything. Don, you're just a big ass. But look at, I've taken that role and I've parlayed it into, what, hundreds of dollars.
At least
hundreds of $1 bills.
Uh-huh.
Look at me. I'm selling smoke cones. That's what that reputation does. Selling smoke cones over here. For the love of God. At least I'm not making t-shirts.
Our website is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Selling, not making.
Quality. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, hey. That's another thing. Hey, Joe, don't forget those gigantic residual checks that have been flying you your way for those 5, 6, or 7 shirts that we actually sold on our website that said, weekends here, have a can of beer. Proceeds going to Joe. I got news for you. That's our intellectual property. And on the next 5 to 7 shirts that we sell, we will keep the money that we had been giving to you. That's right. I'm talking about maybe $30 or $40.
Mm-hmm.
Chew on that. Huh?
Man, that is cold.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
It's very intellectual property, incidentally. This weekend, here, have a can of beer. Hello.
Hey, two quick points. Number one, if Bethany McBride ever needs a job, there's a phone screen job waiting for her. And number two, Joe Ottinger is to the Don and Mike show what Terrell Owens was to the Philadelphia Eagles last year. He's bringing the team down today.
That's an insult to Terrell Owens. Thank you.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, he found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. Well, obviously, the lack of Ottinger has to be your lead story tonight.
Phone screener goes missing.
Okay, what do you got beneath that?
Tonight, hey, no talking about not talking during the movie. You can smell the Enron lawyers from here. And be very, very quiet. We're hunting distractions.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Mike Show, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow.
A better
plan. Happy VD, everybody.
Oh, that's right.
Is that tomorrow?
Yes, it is. Oh. Nothing good about Twitter not being here.
I know.
I'm not sure. But what a burden off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Not to be one of those schmucks out at Safeway tonight trying to find that perfect card.
I'll see you there, Mike.
Yeah. It's time for Buzz's news and comments.
All right.
Brought to you tonight. Oh, by www.e-diamonds.com. This Valentine's Day, give her a pair of diamond stud earrings from ediamonds.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Oh, boy. I have to return Joe's chocolates.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hey, Don.
Whitman's.
Only the best.
The sampler.
Mm-hmm. Critics of the vice president have been looking for a smoking gun to connect him to the outing of a CIA agent.
I like that opening.
Today, there's a smoking gun tied to Dick Cheney, but it has nothing to do with the political scandal.
How great is this?
The vice president shot a guy over the weekend, as you may have heard. But the White House waited nearly 24 hours to tell us about it.
It went into panic mode.
The victim, by the way, was not Scooter Libby. The victim was a 78-year-old lawyer who's now listed in stable condition. Word is, he's opened his eyes.
There's a quail over there, Dick. There's a quail over there.
He's able to speak, even though he was shot about the face and neck with a
Bob,
28 buckshot.
Bob, can you hear me, Bob? Move! Jesus, Dick, you peppered me with shot.
Do you notice how that's a...
Somebody call my personal ambulance that travels with me at all times.
Do you notice when they diminished the whole thing, how they used words like
peppered
or sprayed? You know, not that he was shot with a shotgun.
That the shotgun shell could have been a bigger shell, which would have done more damage.
Yeah, exactly. If it had been like a 12-gauge, probably it would have done a lot more.
But it wasn't, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God we don't have a vice president who shoots first and asks questions later. Both men were on a quail hunting mission on a ranch.
Macho shooting little pigeons.
Macho man. Dan Quayle.
No, not him either.
They had Dan and Marilyn Quayle both running around shooting at them.
Flush the bushes for quail.
There's a hunting ranch. Cheney's an experienced hunter and considered an excellent marksman, at least up until now. Yeah. The wounding is listed as accidental.
He hit that guy pretty good.
The victim had apparently rejoined the group without announcing himself first. Something moved
you
in the bushes.
And...
Ollie, Ollie, and Gaffrey.
That's how
here
it's
I
done.
Come.
Oh, you shot me.
I'm joining the hunt.
but these days,
who hasn't shot someone?
Hello, this is Cheney, mobile ambulance unit number one. We have a crisis, and it does not involve Big Dick. Again, Big Dick not involved. Over.
Oh, my God, you shot him. Bring up the heart attack wagon.
Eppard Pay, Orps K, bring the heart attack wagon.
I'm back!
The numbers, the statistics show that we're all shooting each other more over really stupid crap. Violent crime is actually down in New York and Miami and Los Angeles, but it's up in cities around the country, including ones that say the size of Houston or Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. I understand Mike's going to go shoot Joe Artinger tonight.
That's just his reputation.
Yeah, let's go quail hunting.
Two reasons for this increase in violence over nothing in medium-sized cities throughout the country. One is that Americans seem to be more inclined to rage than we used to be. And two, more of us have guns. A guy kills his neighbor after the neighbor's 10-year-old accidentally uses the guy's dishwashing detergent. Two guys argue over a cell phone, kill a 13-year-old girl in their crossfire. One woman kills another in an argument over a dress. Real stories from Milwaukee's police chief who says it's not a gang thing, quoting him, it's a rage thing. He says more and more violence
dude,
grows out of some petty
rage.
Dispute.
Dude, I've had so much to deal with today, man. I'm really feeling the need for my head wound. Speaking of wounds, man.
Yeah,
my meds.
Yeah,
I didn't bring them with me, man.
Oh, my God.
Your news is bumming me out.
I understand.
When we talk about Milwaukee, let's talk about Laverne and Shirley.
Schlemiel.
Schlemiesel.
Hostel and Peppering Incorporated.
Yeah, man.
Would you like a hit off my fast-acting inhaler?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's
just
all good.
Suck the juice out and rub it on his head.
No, Buzz, goddamn. There's a lot of guns that kill people.
Right. That's true, but they say
but
now...
I'd just like to point out that guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Homicides in Houston up 24% last year. The number of murders in Nashville nearly doubled last year. Philadelphia just had its deadliest year ever. Quoting the top cop
there...
More
like
there,
the bumper sticker I saw, guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah. If I lived in Houston or Philadelphia and someone shot me, I'd send them a thank you card.
Well, quoting Philadelphia's police chief, when we ask, why did you shoot this guy, it's... He bumped into me. It's arguments. Stupid arguments over stupid things.
Stupid.
Stabbings and beatings are also up, so it's not just the guns killing people. It's the rage.
Wow.
Time was you could smell an Enron lawyer a mile away. That time may be over. The Enron trial in Houston broke up unexpectedly last week. Lawyers wouldn't talk about it.
Hold on. I smell Kenneth Lay.
Fort.
There you go. I smell that guy.
The lawyers.
A million miles away.
Fort. They wouldn't talk about the abrupt recess, and the judge would only say there was some scheduling problem. But the Houston Chronicle says the real reason, a member of the jury had been overcome, in a bad way, by the cologne being worn by Enron lawyer Daniel Petrocelli.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Too much. Hey, if it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
The paper says that during the break, Petrocelli washed off the cologne. And now the jury can go back to just smelling the case.
You know, I saw Puffy, P. Diddy, on the Regis show today.
He looks fantastic in that lavender sweater.
Did he? Cologne is what he was promoting.
Right.
Did you see when they were going to break, when Regis said, after they got their winner for the travel thing, he said, all right, we'll be right back with Sean Holmes.
No.
Yes.
I turned it down
and
right when that happened.
Can't get anything,
and she
right.
grabs his arm and she just says, right as they are going, right
Sean Holmes.
Sean Puffy Holmes.
But how about that snow, New York?
If she is now Preston Kelly.
Wow.
Fantastic. And let's take a look at the front page of the newspaper.
Well, we're all apparently preparing to bomb the Dickens out of Iran. A strategist at the Pentagon are assembling plans for bombing raids on Iran's nuclear sites. The idea is to push back Iran's efforts to build a nuclear weapon, efforts that are expected to pay off for Iran before the year is out. It's described as bombing that's being planned as a last resort, but the plans are very real, especially since our attempts to settle this diplomatically seem to be moving backwards. Our attacks would involve major bombing raids backed up by submarine-launched ballistic missiles. The plans are going straight to Rumsfeld. Quoting a senior Pentagon advisor, this is more than just the standard military contingency. This has taken on much greater urgency in recent months.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, again.
Is he bumming your head out?
Don't you have, like, a feel-good for me, man?
I thought I've had several. I've had cologne, and I've had the vice president shooting a guy, and gosh, I think I've had people shooting people for no particular reason.
I dug that, man, but you're on this anti-Bush campaign. I just don't dig, man.
You're not feeling it?
I mean, the guy is a douche, I'll give you that, dude. But like every day, man, it's the same thing. You say, he's stupid, I'm Buzz. He's stupid, I'm Buzz.
When he stops being stupid, I'll stop being Buzz. In the meantime, get him his pills.
I mean, dude, don't you like having any stories about kittens?
Warm, fuzzy kittens.
Let me see.
Now I know somebody's ground up the pills and put them in your water.
Puppy dogs?
No. Nothing about kittens.
Puppy dog tails.
Sorry.
How about pandas? Anybody see the video of those pandas at the zoo?
I got it. You know what
playing in the playing in the snow?
Hey, man.
Listen. Every time I see that, you know what I think?
What's that?
Those would make some bitchin' rugs.
You want to cheer up?
Yeah.
Put this thought in your mind, okay, Mom?
Okay.
The Geico geckos. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Ah, Omero's righteous. The caveman.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
I dig you. You know, Arden's your cotton worker, though, Omero.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I love that last commercial, but I would have liked it a little more with some butter sauce. Don't go anywhere. We're about to hit the top 10, like the linebackers of the Steelers and Seahawks. We're going to hit it hard.
Who's that, Nancy?
That's Nance, Nancy.
Yeah, no.
Jim Nance, Nancy. Dude.
I'm just kidding, Buzz.
I know.
I'm just kidding you. That. Don't get mad and send me an email later and then tomorrow quit because you can't take the heat.
I don't know. I might need a day. Or maybe a week. The British are not backing us this time. They're concerned that attacking Iran would spark violence in the Middle East and terrorist attacks there and here. Federal air marshals, of course, will help protect your plane and as long as they're protecting the cocaine as well. And
England can kiss my ass.
That's our story when we come back.
I heard plane and something rhymes with
the
plane.
Yeah, they're protecting the plane and they're protecting cocaine in one case.
We'll talk
about that.
Here we go.
We'll chat. No kittens, but we have cocaine.
This is Andrew.
What are you doing?
I can't work with him.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Living lovers. So giving. Don and Mike.
Buzz, I play this one for you as a rejoiner.
Thank you.
For it was just last week on the show that I mentioned this disco classic, and you said you had never heard it.
I never heard this one? I don't recognize it. I tuned out of music when disco got big. I stopped listening when disco hit.
You didn't work at a station where they forced you to play this song?
I did. And I made the mistake of speaking up about it. And so I didn't work there much longer.
Rob, as always, thinks the answer to everything is weed.
He knows everything about the Grateful Dead, I bet. No Patrick Hernandez, though.
Anyway, there it is for you, Buzz.
Well, thank
Patrick
you.
Patrick Hernandez. And now, once again, here is Guy Ardinger.
Hi, Donna Mike. A federal.
Excuse me, Buzz Broyhill.
Federal.
Hey. I'm sorry.
Federal
air. My friend, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
There you go. What's happening, Gus?
Well, federal air marshals, in the event a radical extremist attack, the federal air marshals will help protect your plane, but two of them are in trouble for protecting cocaine. Two of the highly trained armed guards were busted last Thursday for allegedly possessing and transporting cocaine. Investigators say the rogue marshals may have been paid thousands of dollars for their smuggling. One of the marshals is a former DEA agent, so he would know the ropes. And like all air marshals, the duo was working invisibly.
I caught a couple of seconds of U.S. Marshals over the weekend.
The show. With Tommy Lee?
Yeah, which is not a bad follow-up to The Fugitive.
Right.
Only bring that up because it reinforces something I've known for a long time.
Okay.
That Harrison Ford had that, what looks like a piece of crap movie, open this weekend.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Over the
Firewall,
weekend.
Firewall, right?
Yeah, I had a lot of time on my hands, obviously.
Bad reviews.
They ran Air Force One and The Fugitive and K-19, The Widowmaker.
Right.
Wow. All running all weekend on Showtime.
It's one big deal. It's one big system they have.
This is my deal, you Wade.
My deal,
you Wade.
Too bad your power was out on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
They may have had more. You'll never know.
Or I could have gone to the theater to see the latest one with Harrison Ford.
True.
Who can really pull off that that whole I'm going to kick some ass thing now?
Hey, was he in The Sum of All Fears, too?
No, that was Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, that's right.
Although I read something today
but
that...
For some reason, they ran that, though. I guess, but it's not related.
I guess for some reason that everybody loves homos now, and they love the gay cowboy movie.
Right.
And I read over the weekend that they're doing a gay baseball player movie, and the only one to sign up thus far is Ben Affleck.
Oh, no.
Not a joke.
Oh, no.
I was talking about that with you. Who's the other guy, Rob? Who's the other guy?
Not Ben Affleck.
They've attached Don Cheadle to the project, but he's not interested.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. But your man, Affleck, which means that you know he'd have to be a member of the Red Sox.
And that brings you great joy. Why couldn't it be Colin Farrell, though?
Did they mention what position he plays?
Catcher.
Okay.
Switch hitter. Catcher. But they all run.
Yes, they do.
R-U-N.
But cocaine is part of a balanced breakfast, don't you know, according to the foreign minister of Bolivia.
I've got so much energy.
David Chakawanka says school children should be fed coca leaves for breakfast. Quoting him, coca has more calcium than milk. It should be part of a school breakfast, end quote. A coca leaf contains less than 1% cocaine.
Look at these test scores.
Where's my Count Crystal Meth? Where's my Fruity Crystal Meth?
A single coca leaf has over 1,500 milligrams of calcium. A glass of milk has 285 milligrams.
Wow.
The leaf contains 19 grams of protein. Milk has 8.
Can't we just lengthen the school day a little bit?
To hear Chakawanka tell it,
Chakawanka.
Kids have been wearing the wrong white mustache.
God.
Look for the cereal box with Keith Richards on it.
This was no...
I finished my research project. I did it all weekend. All weekend.
School hasn't started.
Sorry, I'm ready.
This was no writing accident. Jaws author Peter Benchley has died at the age of 65.
Get your tape out, Rob.
He liked the way the movie came out. And
what the little Kittner voice there.
Right into you. Right into your eyes.
There's the movie.
Excuse me, I know that the guy that wrote Jaws... died.
Yes, and he loved the movie, though. He was happy with his book's portrayal in the movie.
It's one of the best moments.
Here's a clip.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes.
Black
eyes. Like a doll's eyes.
Doll's eyes.
When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, and you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and in spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and rip you to pieces.
The words of Peter Benchley, who worked to protect sharks even after creating a worldwide phobia of them, as if in honor of his passing, sharks have frightened people out of the water in Australia. A massive feeding frenzy is underway along Australia's east coast. Despite the beach closings, an 18-year-old guy got into the water and was bitten. He needed 11 stitches.
You got fins to the left, you got fins to the right, and you're the only bait in town.
I got me a great pay-per-view over the weekend called Into the Blue for sharks. Lots of underwater photography.
That looks scary.
And some amazing shots of Jessica Alvazan! Thank you.
Nothing scary about that.
There's a massive feeding frenzy in the sales area today.
Oh, yeah. Do they have free food here?
Yeah,
they brought in the new Dick program director, who we will be raking over the coals tomorrow.
Delightful. Wonderful. Right. Hey, no talking about not talking during the movie.
Hey, I'm for that.
That's our story when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz. See you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know this is totally off topic. I don't mean to bring anybody down. I heard over the weekend, one of the guys at the Junkies, Eric Bickle, his dad passed away over the weekend.
Oh, EB's father passed away. I know he was sick.
Yes, so I just wanted to pass along from me to Eric, best wishes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I certainly know firsthand how it feels to lose someone, a loved one. So Much love to you, Eric, even though because of our schedules, we never see each other.
I didn't know that. I knew he was sick. I'm sorry to hear that.
Anyway, that's an awful bit of news. So, didn't want to exploit that, make a big deal about that. Thinking about you, Eric.
That's
just
tough.
Want you to know that. Thinking about you, Eric.
Very good. Finally.
And Joe, thinking about you, too, but not in the same way.
So am I.
Not in the same way. Clean your crap out of our work area, Artinger. You are not welcome on this show no more. Clean your crap out, or I swear on Frida's grave, tomorrow in our first break, we will set it on fire outside. So get your ass in here before I come in tomorrow and get all of your Cheetos and all your pictures of your dog and everything else and get it the frig out of here. Can't work below Mara. Kiss my ass. Stinking loser.
I don't think I've felt this blindsided in a long time.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I got emotional. I thought about Eric's dad. It was an awful thing. And then, Joe.
I didn't know that. And I'm glad that you made us aware of that.
Yes, what a pisser, Joe. What a pisser. Joseph Broyhill. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, the only thing worse than someone talking during a movie is someone telling them to stop talking. Along the Texas Gulf Coast, it can get you arrested. Last week, an Australian tourist was trying to enjoy a movie when, in the middle of the film, another lady started chatting on her cell phone.
Oh, I hate that, Buzz.
The tourist spoke up and was ignored by the lady chatting on her cell phone, so the tourist reached over and touched the woman's arm with three fingers. The talker didn't like that, reported the tourist to police, and the tourist, not the talker, was arrested for trying to shush someone during a movie. The tourist says once this is all cleared up, she hopes to go back and see the rest of Brokeback Mountain. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yeah. I said we got to go. So we'll be back tomorrow. Then we'll meet the new program director. Oh, God, I just read the press release where he says he's excited about working with legends, Don and Mike.
Does that mean we have to meet him?
No.
Okay.
Hey, dude. Yeah, new program director? We've not even met yet. And already on my scale, you're beneath Artinger.
That's a starting point.
But it's kind of a generalization about program directors.
Generally,
of course.
It's the way it has to be.
Can't help myself. It's a fun place to work, isn't it?
It's delightful. I've never had a better day.
We'll be back. Oh, my. No sweat. It's like tonight on the way home, I'll probably run over a squirrel on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'll give two rats asses and stop my car?
No.
No, I will stop my car. You know why?
Why?
I'm starved.
Roadkill.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, and you?
I love working with legends. I'm
Bye, legend.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.